Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strips, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuel delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there today? How's everybody doing? Pretty good weekend. There was some races going on this past weekend. We want to hear about them. Hey, we're going to get off into the topic tonight. If anybody got any upcoming races, I wish you come on and let the Grudge world know about your race. If you had one this weekend, if you got an upcoming race, a lot of activities are jumping off. A lot of things going on around the country in the race world. As everybody know, the big one, the first ever World Grudge Nationals, featuring all the grudge races from around the country. Any and everybody who's somebody in the grudge world is planning on being at the World Grudge Nationals. So, hey, if you hadn't made your plans and reservations, please do so. Texas going to show up and show out. So, hey, we're going to stand up and let the people know out on the East Coast, a lot of big races here in Texas. I got people constantly asking me about it, and we're going to go out there and do what we got to do. Again, that's July 5th and 6th, Rockingham, North Carolina. And just to let the grudge world know, some of the Texas folks that's going out there, me, myself, Atomic Dog, Matt Jones, Roy James, Tree Man, Motion Racing, Birdman, the Twins, Peanut Show Enough Racing Team, Jekyll and Hyde, Batman Racing Team, I heard Barnum was going. A few more guys out of Dallas, man. It's a host of races here from the state of Texas, man. We loading up. We making plans. Spectators and fans are also going. You know, we're going to do a big thing out there on the East Coast, man. So, hey, it should be a fun thing. I've been on the phone back and forth trying to get some of those scary-ass people from the East Coast who think they got some of the baddest backhanders in the world to take on Texas' own grudging backhand champ, the Birdman. We've been going back and forth. They're trying to stick Cassie card on the Birdman. Hey, but we trying to find some Birdman want to get in that back half show. They say it's the World Grudge Nationals, and it's going to be the biggest grudge race that's going on. They claim to be bringing the baddest of the bad. So be it. The fastest car don't always win. Why not let the Birdman go and show up at Texas? We let him do what he do here in Texas. If it's the World Grudge Nationals, he should be able to do what he needs to do to show up as a grudge racer in the grudge world out there on the East Coast. So, hey, what I'm saying to you East Coast listeners we have out there, the Birdman is looking to take on any back half you got. Don't be hiding behind if it's nitrous or not. I remember y'all started that a few years ago with Mr. Five Speed, who's also going to be the house when he had a Lenko. It was out and he had a Lenko. But once they start whooping his butt with that Lenko, oh, Mr. Five Speed, yeah, he can be in with his Lenko. It's no problem. Well, just to let y'all know, Birdman and crew been a grudge racer for many, many years. They're not a class racer. They're a grudge racer. It's the World's Grudge National. Y'all claim to have the baddest back half in the world. I say, let Birdman come see what he can do. The fastest car don't always win. Hopefully we get some of those guys on tonight who've been talking that smack. Birdman say, hey, he's ready to lock in. He's ready to lock in. He don't want to drive that far for nothing. He want to lock in. Okay, shifting on another note, man. I don't know who this fella is, but I want to just say this. We did have a fellow racer pass. I guess you go by the name. I believe it was Jimbo. I see it on the Internet. Before we get too far, man, just have respect for Jimbo. And it's fine for you guys who know Jimbo. We want to take a moment of silence for the passing of the racer Jimbo. Thank you. Anybody who knows that family, man, I always give you condolences. Our condolences to all that George Race family go out to that family, man. Hey, we wish them well and they recover with such a loss. Okay, with that said, Sharon, before we'll let a couple of people come on and give the upcoming events, and then we'll go. We have Ernie on from Copper Car, talk about TechShift. Then we go on. So we got something what I'm calling right now, man, is a throwback Tuesday. You know, a lot of things go on, a lot of things people forget about some of the great races that happened in the history of grudge racing. It's been a throwback Tuesday. So whenever you hear throwback, hey, it go back a long way. It's happened in the grudge world. Some may know, some may not know. Sometimes you have to go back a long way. So we're going to have a couple of tribute questions and people who get it right will get a free entry to the race that's going to be going down. Show Enough Racing, Atomic Dog and Grudge Inc. will be doing at Dallas Raceway on August the 10th. So, hey, if you get the question to the tribute right, you get free entry on that day. Before we get to that, Sharon, that's someone come on. They had a race this weekend, or they got an upcoming event, and we'll share that. Go ahead.
Tracy, I've got Ernie on the line, so.
Okay, let Ernie come on and do his tech check now. We get out of the way.
Hey, Tracy, what's happening, big man?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? How you doing?
Oh, I'm having more fun than I can stand. We actually saw sunshine twice this week. You know, it's a great day.
Is that right? That's great.
I tell you what, we've had roughly 15 inches of rain in the last 2.5-3 weeks. It's bad around here. But, you know, it's summertime. It's monsoon season. Heard you talking about the big race in Rockingham. Man, that's going to be a barn burner. Everybody that I've talked to is gearing up to be there. So, I mean, if you can be there, be there. But I bet you there's going to be everybody that's got a phone is going to keep everybody updated with what's going on. It's going to be a hell of a race, the way it's turning out. We'll be there. We'll have the flags flying, and we're going to be there to support racers. We'll have nitrous at the track if you need any parts, pieces, need your bottles filled. you need some tech help, just period, stop by and see us. I should be there. If not, Scott King will be there. Let it be known who you are. Let's shake hands because I really want to meet you, and I know Scott does. He's been talking about it a lot.
All righty.
What I wanted to cover tonight on some tech tips was fuel pressure. When you're setting the fuel pressure on your nitrous system, you want to use flowing fuel pressure. To do that, you're going to go into the line between the fuel regulator and the fuel solenoid. Put your line in there, cap it so that you can hook up your flow tool to it, flow it through a number 73 jet, that's a 73 thousandths jet, into a fuel jug. Turn on your fuel pump. This way you don't even have to energize your nitrous system or anything. As the pump builds up pressure, you can sit there and adjust your regulator right to where you want it. When you're setting your fuel pressure, always set the fuel pressure with your gauge. Don't borrow somebody else's gauge. That's like borrowing somebody else's tire pressure gauge. It may be 5 pounds to them. It may be 6 pounds on your car. So when you use a gauge, that is your standard anytime you're working with it to use. If you're going to drop a half pound, use your gauge. Drop it a half pound, a quarter pound. But keep your gauge put up. Keep it secured and keep it wrapped up in foam rubber, something that can protect it from damage going down the road. Another thing I want to make sure everybody does, and I've seen so many cars that don't, make sure you got a fire extinguisher in the car. Doesn't necessarily have to be a mounted fire system, but a fire extinguisher. When you get to the other end of the track, you're out there by yourself. For 15, 20 seconds, you're going to have to fight whatever fire's there. Make sure you've got an external battery turnoff switch so you can kill the power. That's going to kill the fuel pump. That's going to kill everything electric on the car. And then start fighting the fire. Don't fight the fire first. You'll never get it put out when you've got a 500-gallon fuel pump, 500-gallon per hour fuel pump, pumping 30 pounds of fuel to the front of the car. When that fire gets started, you got to get on it. Kill the fuel supply. Get that fire extinguisher going on it. Make sure you fan the fire extinguisher from the bottom up. Don't start at the top of the motor. You need to get the air shut off at the fire from the bottom, then come to the top and put it out that way. Keep it safe. The fire extinguishers only weigh 2.5 pounds. The best one you can use is a dry chemical if you're having to do it yourself. They also make several really nice ones. Fires Out makes another really good one that's a liquid fire extinguisher that has a inhibitor into it that makes the water molecules finer, and it'll go in and penetrate the gasoline and oil while it's burning. Smother the fire, get it out, and then hopefully you'll have the track safety there to put you out. Make sure you know where your safety belts are located. Close your eyes. Can you get out of your car? I mean, that's one of those stupid things. But in a panic situation, you're running 150 to 200 miles an hour, something happens. You've got to be able to handle everything immediately. You've got to be able to get your safety belts loose. You've got to be able to get that door open. You've got to be able to get out of the car. I've seen some of these cars built in ways that you can't even get out of the car without. One gentleman couldn't get into the car or out of the car unless he went out the passenger side. That's not a safe environment. Make it safe. I know we're supposed to be doing tech tips, but I think part of the tech situation and scene is safety. Everybody needs to maintain safety. Good fire equipment, good fire suits, good helmet. And a helmet that's 20 years old, put it on the shelf, put your name on it. Get you a good helmet. The head injuries in a car that's flipping over is tremendous. Pull your seatbelts tight. Be part of the car. If that car moves left or right, you need to be moving with it. If not, the movements of the car are going to try to throw you out of the seatbelts. If you have the worst situation where the car goes over and your seatbelts are loose, you're going to come out of those seatbelts. Pull them down tight. That's the only thing between you and a coffin. Don't let your race car become a coffin. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay, honey, we appreciate them tech tips, man. Anytime, like you say, anytime, man, first can bring some knowledge to the game, and sometimes we all get carried away and going fast as we can go, and we sometimes overlook some of the necessities in our race car things that can save our life. Hey, that's very important what he mentioned about those helmets, man. I seen guys at the track, man, with some helmets on. Sometimes I just kind of look at them. I can't believe that they have such a helmet on that really don't look like it's giving much protection. So you always need to keep those helmets updated, man, and get you a good helmet, approved helmet, and good safety belt, and keep them up to date. And some guys also, man, you know, these cars are running so fast, having a safety jacket on or something like that, that's very important, man. You know, sometimes people neglect that small stuff, but like you say, fire, oil, hot water, fluids, anything can get on you, man, and scar you. So, hey, we spend money on these race cars, continue to spend money on some of this stuff that help.
I can promise you, though, a room or a visit to the emergency room is a whole lot more expensive than the best fire system you can buy, the best safety equipment you can buy. I mean, I don't know of an emergency room that doesn't start off at $4,000 or $5,000. And you're talking about, you know, stopping the car. If you run in parachutes and you haven't pulled them, you need to pull those parachutes out, hang them up, let them dry, let them stretch out. A parachute and the parachute cords will gain a memory. If you keep them packed, and when you pull the release, if that memory is set into those parachutes, they won't come out. And the shortest conversation you can have is with the Lord at 200 miles an hour when you see the end of the track. So, I mean, it's up to you. It's your safety. I want you safe. And like I say, this is not necessarily a nitrous tip, but, man, I want you coming back the next round. And I got a shout out for Larry Boyd up in Indiana. He heard the show on the Atomic Dog last week, called in, ordered some bottles, got his line adapters, and that's the special we're still running. If you call in, normally nitrous bottles are $240. And I've talked it up with Tracy, and what we're going to do is the bottles are $175. That's the newest bottle with the latest high-flow valve. And if you say the Atomic Dog Show, you're going to get a $20 line adapter, either for the 4 or the 6, thrown in on the deal. Remind us about it, because, you know, if you don't say Atomic Dog Show, may not know that you listen to it. But you tell us that, you're going to get an additional $20 line adapter. That's going to save you about $80 per bottle. And I appreciate everybody that's called in last week. We had a tremendous response to the Tech Talk last week. And I appreciate everybody that called in. Hope I was able to help you. And we're still working with a couple of guys that's having some continual problems, but we about got them straightened out. I think you're going to see some good competition. But when y'all come south, oh, man, let's go. I know where some good steakhouses are. So we'll be able to go out there and have fun, and I want to meet everybody that I can. Back to you, Tracy.
We appreciate that, Ernie. And like I say, man, hey, you're right, guys. Get that there. Everybody can appreciate the discount with just race cars and parts and nitrous and stuff like that. So anytime we can help guys out, give them a little break, man, you know, it's highly appreciated. So, hey, take advantage of it. Like I say, anytime Ernie come on this show, if there's a question, you got a concern, you can ask it on here. Or like you say, you can feel free and call him, and he'll assist you in any way he can and try to help you get your automobile up and running the best that it can possibly run. So, hey, Ernie, we appreciate it. And, hey, anytime, man.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it. And like I say, if you want to give me a call, give us a call at 1-800. I even pay for the phone call. 1-800-648-7687. For Ray Charles and those that are blind or braille, 1-800-NITROUS. Easiest phone number to remember, 1-800-NITROUS. And if you look at the phone, that's 1-800-648-7687. I'm here. If you want to talk to me, ask for me, you're going to get me. We'll help you with anything you've got. We can point you in any direction you need to go, whether it's the best price to get extra parts and pieces for your car. We know where a lot of that stuff's floating around. But you give us a call, we're here to help you. Back to you, Tracy.
All righty. We appreciate that, Ernie. So we're going to go to the line and see what the other folks got to say about it. They had a race this weekend. We're going to see what they got to say. They have got an upcoming event. We're going to let them talk about that. And then we're going to have a throwback tribute question and see who can get that right. So, hey, Sharon, go to the line and see who got to want to talk about a race.
Okay, Houston Platt, Herbert Platt, Ed Skelton. Let's see, who else can I name on the trivia questions? That put me. That would date me to 1964, 65, and 66.
Hey, well, you got to give us a trivia question. You get some of the guys on the East Coast, so all the guys you probably know going to be way out this way. So we may never get from it.
817-7379. Richard, your mic is open.
Just listening, man.
Okay, push the one button, Richard. Take your hand down if you just listen. If you want to say something, push the one button, put it back up.
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Trace? What's happening, boy?
Batman.
How you doing, Ernie? How you doing, man? You good?
Oh, man, I'm having more fun. How's everything
good,
going
you
with
know
you?
What, man? Oh, man, I'm all right, man. I'm just delivering a customer car to the house right fast, man. You know, I got to work every day, man. So, doing what I got to do to pick up the cash. You know how it goes.
I know how it goes.
Hey, man, that's a good question. Man, you know, that was a good topic you just talked about a few minutes ago, man. Because, man, like I said, I've been racing 25 years plus myself, man. I guarantee you what, man. A lot of stuff you were saying, man, I used to tell all my friends all the time, man. Is, man, you know, they have a badass ride. And I look in there, man, and I see no fire extinguisher. And I'll be late. I'll ask them all the time. I say, man, what are y'all going to do? Y'all depending on the track to put y'all car out, man, because I guarantee you, by the time they get that up, they'll probably be burnt down, man. And, you know, it's a good thing you were talking about because, like I said, man, I had a bad accident probably about 13 years ago. One of my friends, we still race together now, man. He just got a car, and, man, we was going down to old legendary Yellow Belly, if you know anything about that track, in Dallas, Texas. And, man, you know, we was going down that track. We was going about at least 130 down there, and he hit my car from the quarter pounder and sent me to the wall. And, man, I guarantee you what, man, that helmet, man, if I didn't have my helmet on at that time, man, I probably wouldn't be here right now, man. Because that same helmet I still got now, it had a gash in it, right there where the roll bar hit my head. And,
now I know
man,
the problem. Now I know what the problem is, Batman.
Yeah. And, man, I tell people all the time, man, you know, man, there's a lot of sense to racing, man. If you really just think about it, these cars actually talk to you. I tell people that all the time, man, you know. And I call it three to the left, man. The reason why I call it three to the left is because it gives you two warnings. That third time, you ain't got no control over the car. And usually, they usually go to the left when they do usually wreck out. So, you know, I tell people that all the time. I say, man, you know, you can always go around and make another pass. Man, I don't care how much money and stake, man. If this car get out of whack on me, man, I'm going to get out of it, man. Because for one thing, my life is very more important than this race car or the little money we putting up. And then I tell people all the time, you're going to lose the race. You're going to lose your car. And almost lose your life, you know. So, and you could lose your life at the same time, man. So I tell all these guys, man, don't let your pride hang down so much, man, you know. These cars, like I said, they talk to you. If they're not right, they'll tell you. You know, and a lot of people just kind of avoid it, you know, try to let the nuts hang and try to stay in it, man. But one thing they don't know, man, I haven't seen a wall lost a fight yet. So, you know, that's a good thing, man. That's all I have to say, man. Good hearing from you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been on fire. I ran a Top Fuel funny car for 10 years back in the 80s. I caught on fire at 248 miles an hour. Now, that's back when 248 miles an hour was running something. And I could not set my fire bottles off because I was running 248 miles an hour. If you set off your fire extinguishers going down the track, that's where they're going to be, down the track. You've got to wait till you get the car under control. You've got to be almost stopped. Then you can use the fire extinguishers. That way they don't get sucked out from underneath the car. Also, you got to remember, if you're trapped in that car, that safety team is on the way to you. But you've still got to be able to protect yourself if you're caught in that car. If you don't have a fire system, I mean, I've seen it happen. Bad things happen. Get yourself a fire extinguisher, like I say, the little two-pounders, anything that you can fight fire for 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good talk, man. I'm glad you came up with that conversation.
All right, yeah. Man, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. I got some people just texting me, trying to say something. So, hey, appreciate that information. We're going to get to them in a line and see what they got to say.
Okay, I'll just be on the side.
Okay. All right. We got a question there. Sarah, who we got?
Phil, your mic is open. 832-4782, your mic is open.
Oh, I'm just waiting around. I'm just waiting. Well, Phil, mute your mic. Okay.
I just closed them out. Phil, push the one button, take your hand down. If you're ready to talk, push it and put it back up again. Ragtop, your mic is open. 832-4769. Ragtop, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Sharon and Tracy? I didn't have my hand up. I don't know what to do.
What up, Ragtop? Hey, Ragtop, why you on here? There was a guy looking for you last week on the show. He's been looking for you for the last couple of weeks. A guy out of Oregon named Doug wanted to get with you, man. He might be on here, so if he come on, he'll hop with you. I don't know if he got in touch with you or not, did he?
Yeah, he got in contact with me, man. We had a real long, lengthy conversation, man, and he knew a bunch of people I know, and somebody that I know is exactly his cousin, man. That's a pretty good guy, man. He said he's been talking to you and stuff like that, man, and he said he's going to try to get down here to one-year events. That's a pretty good guy up there, man, and like I said, he knows some people I know and vice versa, man, but I'm just sitting back and listening to your show, man, so...
Okay, man. Okay, appreciate
it. Doug's hand went up. Doug, your mic is open.
Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, I don't think he's...
No, he's not paying attention.
Okay, right top. I'm going to close your mic. Press the one button, take your hand down. And if you want to talk again, just press it and put it back up for me. Breadman, your mic is open.
What's going on, Atomic Dog, Ernie? Breadman, one time South Atlanta, GA, come on.
Oh, look out, Atlanta, welcome home.
Yes, sir, yes. Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm sitting back listening. I just want to throw in a comment. Ernie, I really appreciate you coming on, representing the safety side of racing, whether it be grudge or class, whether it be just starting out, you know what I mean? We still have to have some type of code in this thing, and we have to stay on top of it. Atomic Dog, one time for you for having this brother come on, man, and share his tip talk, his tip text that he throws in there. And the sister that's doing the phone lines, I didn't get your name. Was it Tracy? I mean, what was her name?
Sharon.
No,
Sharon.
I'm Sharon.
How are you, Miss Sharon? I like your professionalism when you click on the line before I ever get on. Atomic Dog, you got it going on, man. This is the Bread Man. I'm going back to mute one time for sure, Atlanta GA.
All right, Bread Man. Thanks for coming on. Thank you for coming on, man. Sit back and enjoy the show. If you get to something that you want to talk about, you know what to do, man. Push the one button and come back on. Like I say, for one who don't know him, he's a co-host of a show, Mississippi Joe Show. That comes on Friday evening at 6 o'clock with one that you don't know. Breadman is the co-host on that show. Okay, Sharon, we got any other hands up? If you want to come out, and if you ain't got another hand, then we want to go and see who's going to get these trivia questions. Sharon, you want to give them, you want to read them out, feel free to go ahead and read them out. And one thing about these trivia questions, like I say, guys, these are throwback trivia questions today. You have to probably been around for a while and think real hard to probably answer these questions here. So, Sharon, go ahead on and read the trivia questions we have today and see who can come up with them.
Okay. Batman, if you want to answer, I guess you'll just have to jump in because your hand is already up. Okay, the first trivia question that we have is we want to know who had the last big grudge race at the Port Arthur, Texas racetrack. Who had
Porter,
the last...
Porter.
Sorry, Porter. Who had the last big grudge race at the Port Arthur, Texas racetrack? If you know that answer, press the one button.
You said at the Porter...
This track here was a big grudge race. It was a big grudge race every Sunday night right there outside of Houston, Humble, Texas. It's Porter, East Tech Dragway. It was in Humble, Texas, and a lot of guys used to go there back in the day. Like I say, this is a trivia question. We want you to think, and one thing about it, you probably have to be around a while to know some of these answers. So who had the last grudge race, big grudge race, the last race of the night before Porter closed down? Who had that race, and who the name of the guys? Who the name of the guys? Anybody know? Push the one button and let us know. Sharon, you got the line.
Undertaker, you put your hand up.
Yeah, I'm going to say Carl Perkins and Vernon Shotwell.
Nope. That's not the answer. Good try. Hey, you got to keep on going. You got to think on this one. Hey, Vernon Shotwell was one of the racers back there, and he raced a lot. But, hey, that wasn't an answer. So, hey, the next caller.
Must be a hard one.
No hands going up?
No hands
Think
going.
What city was it in?
This is in Houston.
Porter.
This is a track that Houston. Let me tell you something. Before that was a Navasota. Before that was a Baytown. Before that was a HMP. Before that was any of them tracks, there was Porter. Porter was just like the Yellow Belly. Just like the Little River, that track used to jump every Sunday night. Like people go to HMP night, people go to Killer Hill, people go to Yellow Belly, these folks used to flock for them tickets. Now, there's a lot of people on here, and there's a lot of Houston people on here that anybody don't know that. Some of these Houston people there on the show know that, unless they just some baby boomer racers and they ain't been in grudge racing that long. So just got to think about it. And the last race, who was the last grudge race at Port of Texas before they closed down? It was a big race. It was a big race, and I believe it shocked a lot of people.
You got me on that one.
You got you on that one. Any more hands up? Any more hands up on that? None of Houston
no
people
more.
Got that? Okay, somebody just hang on up. That look like...
King Arthur, your mic is open.
What up, King?
What's up? What's up? What's up, Grudge World?
What's
hey,
up?
Man, I've sort of been doing my own thing here, man. But check this out. Because if I remember, I think that it's either, I really think it was black and who was that other? It was a Pontiac. No, I don't think it was what to call it, but I think it was black, or it could have been goddamn. I really remember old Popeye used to try to run that track down there, so I know it wasn't black and Popeye, but I believe black was the one having them big races down there then, and I really think it was black and somebody, but I'm not for sure on that. But that's but Huncho had these two, huh?
Yeah, it was a good try. That was a good try. There were some races that used to be at that track a lot back in the day. There were some heavy hitters that were there, but that's the wrong answer. So we're going to stick around and see which one of these old school races that have been around a while that can get this. So just hang on, and we're going to see. We're going to see. People probably be surprised at the name of the year when they come up, but we're going to see who it was. Any
Tree
other
man.
Right
Tree man.
Go ahead, Tree Man. Hey, I'm just going to take a wild guess. I'm going to say Philip Vela and Frankie Taylor, or he's Fat Daddy and Star Camper.
Well, I can tell you this here, Tree Man. It's your lucky day. You can tell you've been around a while because you definitely hit the nail on the head. The last race that went down at East Texas back then, when that was a big track and jumping them big name people, was Frankie Taylor driving the Love Truck and Phil driving Venom. That was the last race at Porter Track. So, hey, you win that. You win the tickets to get in. It's always a test race, Tree Man. So, anybody want to question that? Anybody can remember that? They can push the one button and tell about it. But that's the answer for the last race that happened at that track. That was a real popular track. Back in the day, we used to flood down the Porter. Porter was a big track. How you think about that, Tree Man? Somebody give you that answer?
Me?
No, my old lady was saying it, but you listen to Phillip talk, Phillip say it all the time. But I don't know, I didn't know if it was that race in particular, but, I mean, I just threw the major players out there who was out there back then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the biggest one before they closed, man, so we're going to look around, we're just trying to do a throwback Tuesday on some trivia questions and see how long some of these races have been around and how much knowledge they know about the races. That, you know, hey, still some folks still racing today, and they was in some races. So, hey, Sheriff, let's move on to the next trivia question and see who can get this one.
Okay. The next trivia question is, what was the most controversial grudge race at Temple, Texas, involving two well-known racers?
If anybody knows the announcer, push the one button. What was the most controversial grudge race that went on in Temple, Texas, that was two of the well-known grudge races? And who are they? Push the one button. If your mic is already open, you can talk. Go ahead.
Say that again one more time.
Hey,
is my
mic
open?
Yeah, Ken, your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, you know the most controversial was you and Black, man, when a dirty white boy come in your lane, pin you up almost against the wall, and they all the first one get their wing.
Well, Ken, I got to say, hey, like I told you, you got to be up there around a while. That's the answer. Everybody know it. Ken hit the nail on the head. The most controversial grudge race that happened was me, Atomic Dog, and Black, who drive with Dirty White Boy. We raced in Dallas, a big grudge race, and all the heavy hitters there from Dallas, all the heavy hitters there from Houston, and like you say, that's one reason. If anybody pay attention to my trailer, if they come, they'll see it on my door. I always have. First one to the finish line, stay in your lane. Guys, when that race happened, like King said, me and him was neck and neck. I had to scoot all the way over against the guardrail. That joker was all in my lane. When we stopped two cars in the same lane, so I had to look a little back, a little bit and get back in it. And that crazy fool, when we get there, he nipped me. And I won. And boy, you tell me that controversial, King, wasn't it controversial? Hell, I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah, man. It was kind of, man, like you got ugly down there about that little piece of big money, man. Back then, that was quite a bit of money, man. And like you say, man, anytime you race, I don't care if it's a foot race. If you get out your lane, you automatic lose. But, they, man, down at Porter, they used to do that, man. You know, back then, old Black car had a three-link in it. When he jump up, when he leave, it just go up on three wheels, and on he go. He don't know. Old Dirty White Boy didn't know which way he was going, but he knew he was going somewhere. And they like to play that. Down in Houston, they say, you win, first one get there win. But, you know, everything we always do up this way, if you come out your lane, man, you're automatic. You know, if you interfere any kind of way with somebody, you automatic lose. And that's just anyway.
That's right, King. So, King, you get free entry to to the next Sonic Dog Show on Racing Grung East Race, Houston. I mean, Dallas, August the 10th. I'm going to throw this one in here and see how many people remember this one. This is something that I don't see happening in Grung's racing today. Like I said, this is Throwback Tuesday on the Tribune. You want to think about that? I'm going to see who's going to be able to name the person that did this and who were they racing. Now, you got to think about this. This race happened at Kennedale. This race happened at Kennedale. Who was the person and who were they racing that paid a large group of people pay the hotel to stay overnight, pay their way to get back in the track, and took everybody out to eat just so they could race them again the next day. Pay for these people to stay and put them up. Somebody tell me who's the person that did that and who are the two people the race involved. This happened at Kennedale.
Well, I'm going to let somebody else answer it, Tracy, but I think I know that answer, man.
If anybody push the one button, we're going to let them get an answer. But like I say, this is throwback. You had to be around for a while, and this race happened in Kennedale just to show people, hey, you don't have guys do that today. Guys don't pay you. They don't pay for you to stay just to race you another day. This fellow paid for everybody to stay overnight, fed everybody, just to race this fella another day. Now, I'm going to see who can come up with that answer.
Say, man, maybe you need to help him, Tracy. Wasn't them cars pink?
One of the cars were pink. One of the cars were pink.
Yeah, it is.
Damn, we ain't got nobody pushing one button. Nobody. What? All these races from Dallas.
Hey,
they've been around a long time. They said
they've
been around a long time. They can't remember this.
Tracy.
Was it sun? What year
was it, Tracy?
I didn't say the year. I said it happened a throwback. It happened a long time back. Remember, this is Throwback Tuesday. So it happened a long time back. Now, Sun was running, but this race didn't involve Sun. Anybody on Dallas there? You know, I think Dallas, because folks were down from Dallas. They were down from Austin. They were down from Houston. They were down from Waco. They were down from all over Texas. It was a big thing back then. This guy.
Hey,
Phil,
your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Phil.
Phillip, you got the answer to that question? If you got the answer, you got it right.
Yeah, I got the answer, Trace. It was Clarence and against Black. Clarence had broke his transmission the Friday night when I went down there with him. He broke his transmission the Friday night, and he wasn't able to race, so he took us all to Red Lobster. I think he fed about 10 or 15 of us. Then after that, he went and got us like about 5 or 6 rooms at a big fancy hotel. We all thought he was a sucker because we thought, we had him. We just knew Black had him the next day. Shit. Clarence come out there and whooped us twice, goddamn. Probably whooped us out about $15,000. Sent us all back home broke. Black had to borrow King Arthur's credit card so we can get back to the house. We didn't have no gas. We didn't have no food. We didn't have nothing.
That's right. That was back in the day. Galen and Clarence with his peanut brother, showed up racing brother. That race between him with Dirty White Boy driving and Black. And Dirty White Boy went all off in the grass. But, man, so, hey, that was just something to let some of the guys know. On throwback trivia question, man, you gotta be done been around a long time. That's the kind of stuff that happened.
Yeah,
and people spending money and having fun and paying for people to do this and do that. But that was a big race that happened down there at Kennedale. So none of you Dallas guys can remember that. Wow, y'all remember Galen Smith used to drive that pink 81 Camaro.
Yeah, I remember that. That I do remember now.
That was Clarence. Clarence, I remember that. Clarence tell us, they say it in town one more day. Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, I want to thank King for loaning us his credit card. We can get back on.
Yes. Hey, that's for real, man. That's for real. That was back in the day. That was a real good thing. But Tracy, I also remember he first come down there with the old ghost trailer. Talking about he pulling the car, trying to bluff somebody, too.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't nobody in the, he had a car in the trailer. And then he had broke his transmission, but he was trying to scare everybody. Thought wasn't nobody going to run him. But you know, Darwin, you know, Black was going to get at him anyway. So, yeah, that show did happen back there. So, Hey, man, go to think about back in the day, really, Tracy, them old races, man, you know. Atomic Dog was a goddamn, it wasn't no kind of dog next to Atomic Dog, goddamn. Atomic Dog was the real dog, goddamn. You know, it's yet to be seen. He's going to be that fast dog again, and I can see it in the making.
Yeah, so, hey, that's just some of the trivia, man. So, I guess we're going to move on into tonight's topic and see what some of the folks got to say. Get up some of these young folks who haven't been in the game long enough and see what they think about some of tonight's topic here. And as you know, man, tonight's topic is going to be this. And it's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of opinion, people. And we want people to share their experience on it, what they think about it, and the reason why they think. And as somebody got a door open on the call. Mute your mic, got a door. And tonight's topic tonight is, man, is this. Can class racers make good girls racers? Can class racers make good girls races? Can they withstand the pressure of all the smack talk, and do they know how to skip a race? Now, just think about that. Can class races make good girls races? And can they withstand the smack talk, and do they know how to skip a race? Push the one button if you think from everybody that wants to participate. Push the one button. Give your take on it. What do you think about it? A lot of today, I've seen there's a lot of people who've been class racing have started to venture over and come and do some grudge racing. And some of these guys are some good class racers, but do they necessarily make good grudge races? Push the one button. We want to see what you got to say. We want to see what
you
got to say.
Hey, Trey.
Go ahead.
I tell you what, it is a lot of class racing jumping over to grudge racing. Man, simply because, one, you know, they started to see how much fun we kind of really having, you know, and it's getting more organized than anything else. You know, you got the people out here that say, oh, it's unorganized and everything. Y'all do a lot of smack talking and all that shit. But one thing about it, though, what they don't understand, man, I tell people all the time, man, blood racing is like wrestling, man. 50% of it is trash talking, 50% of it is racing. And you got to stick around to see what's going on, you know. You and I know when you go to the track, man, you already know you're going to be out there until the time is close. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you know the pattern. You know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. You know, some people ain't got the patience to try to figure out, well, hey, if they're going to do something or not. It's like another episode. You never know what's going to happen. And that's why it's so fun. But a lot of these guys are figuring out also, too, man, is that, you know, man, they can win 500,000 on one race. It's down to race that car 10 times to win a thousand. You know, and putting one in the car, that car, so they figuring that out, too. So, you know, I think it's a lot of guys going to the grudge race, man, you know, especially here in Dallas, Texas. I know that for a fact.
It is, and with that said, that man, somebody got a lot of background on it. If you not talking, I hear somebody moving around, they got a truck car, dogs, confusion, money. You got mic on. Somebody got a lot of background on it. Okay, I think it's gone. But with that said, I think we got another guy on here that want to talk to somebody. I had a call. I was on the phone today trying to find Birdman, a big face. And somebody can use their mic. They won't use it. You can use your mic. Check your mic, everybody. I hear a lot of noise. Hey, Cheryl, you got that call on?
Yes, hello?
Cheryl, you got it on?
Yes.
Who we got? This Travis Harper, the Carolina kid.
Yeah, this is me. Yo, what's up?
How you doing, man? I understand you got some kind of backhand call. We got a call that's coming to World Grudge Nationals, and he's looking to run anybody. You got a backhand call? You say you saw anybody with?
Yeah, we got a backhand, but we got a slow backhand call. We can't outrun him.
So you mean
I don't know who told you that we were running him, but that's false information there.
As you can, he's got a turbo, right?
Yeah, he got a turbo. Birdman, Penny, you on here talking to the man. The man feel like he don't feel like he can run you, and I told you I'm gonna try to find somebody. William Brown is on here also. William Brown push the squad from y'all off the North Carolina area. If somebody please use their mic, I hear a lot of noise. Check your mic.
Everybody check your mic. Put it on computer if
you're not talking. Somebody's moving. Somebody's moving. King, check your mic. You don't know if somebody's moving or something. Okay.
Yeah, Tracy, this is Finny.
Finny, that's the Carolina kid, but he sounds like he said that he don't think he can mess with you with his backhand call. So somebody threw his name in the hat. William Brown's on here, so. They from guys from the Carolina area, so we coming out that way, and I know you're looking to lock in a race.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for something. We thought we were locked in with the Beast, but apparently not. We're looking for something. You guys ain't got nothing out there?
I got a Pro Mod. We can give you something with that.
Is it a clutch car or automatic?
Hold on, Benny. I know y'all pro mod to turn that turbo car loose, won't you? 3,000-pound backhand car, y'all turn it loose?
No, I can't do that.
Oh, Lord, to have mercy.
Wow. Y'all ain't got no backhand cars out there that can run with us.
Well, I'm sure some backhand cars out here, but backhand car I drive, we ain't in that class. Can't run pretty sure you're a fast car, so I'm not even going to try that. If the Beast won't run you, I know I can't run you.
The Beast is just down. He doesn't know if he's going to be able to make it or not.
It's not that he won't run him. It's just that he's working on his car and he hopes to have it back up in front of him. He's just here on a lock-in. He's just not sure on a lock-in yet.
What about the Shadow?
We'll run the Shadow if he'll run us.
You know what? Sharon, can you get you on the line from the Shadow? Somebody got a lot of noise. Can you please check your mic and mute your mic?
Somebody's
your mic is over.
Can you
check and put it on mute?
That's the Boost Mobile phone, man.
Huh?
That's the Boost Mobile phone King
Arthur
got, man.
That King moving around. Somebody there. Okay, you know what? Sharon, you got Fields, man. We'll get Fields on here. One thing we're going to do, Texas coming out there, Texas aiming to stand up, and East Coast claim to have the baddest backhand in the country. They didn't say they had the baddest, nicest backhand. They said they had the baddest backhand. And this spirit man been looking for a race, and we're only 2.5 weeks from coming after Rockingham, North Carolina, and we want to make sure the fastest car we always know don't always win, but Birdman is going to step up for Texas and try to show out. And he want to come out there, want to take on, he want to run any backhand out there. And y'all calling out these teams that everybody hollering the world fastest, this and that. So, Sharon, you got Field Shooters. Remember, we get Field on the phone and make Field duck for himself if you want to duck.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy, hold on a second, Batman. Tracy, no, I don't have that number. You can send it to me. And, guys, if you're not talking, so that I don't have to mute phones, so that you're free to talk whenever you're ready to. Travis dropped off. But if you're not talking, mute your phone for me.
William Brown. William Brown, can you get Phil Shuler number for me? William Brown, if anybody wants to get Phil Shuler, we'll talk for us. I don't think I got Phil Shuler's number. But I might have, let me see, I might have Phoebe's pass. That dog is there, that dog is there. Somebody won't cooperate. Somebody's they working or something, they're not paying attention. You got to go try to mute that mic. But I'm going to see, I might have Phoebe's pass. I don't know. Let me look. I thought I had it. If anybody know Phil Shuler, can you get Phil Shuler, either one that had the shadow.
Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead, baby.
You mean tell me now, out of North Carolina, out of all those cars down there, nobody ain't stepped up to play to run Birdman?
Nobody stepped up to the place to run Birdman. And they trying to, they know it, they're killing me. Hold on, Sharon. Can we try to find that noise of somebody, please?
Tracy, I'm trying to, but it's kind of hard. When you're talking, it's kind of hard. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, well,
I'm
trying to do is get them, if they live in here, to hear me say, keep saying mute the mic. Sound
okay.
Like you got it. Who was that?
It was Undertaker.
Undertaker, you know better.
Go ahead.
Tracy.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Once again, man, you mean to tell me that, you know, they always said Texas didn't have nothing. Now you mean to tell me everybody car fishing up there in North Carolina, man?
Man, look, I had Post Doc Joe.
Is that what I'm hearing?
I had Post Doc Joe on the phone today. Matter of fact, Sharon, get Post Doc Joe on the phone. He's the biggest mouth of the East Coast. What they talking about, how bad those folks are, what they'll do if Texas ain't got shit. You folks got Joe on the phone.
I can't believe that, Tracy. It helped me to believe that. That just hard to believe. They said, I mean, they talk about how bad they is and what they going to do and do this. And you mean tell me they caught fishing already? They already said that they throwing in the flag.
We gonna call every back half they got tonight, because Finney called me today, man. And the Birdman crew is getting frustrated with the back half, and them guys claim to be the baddest of the bad. It's supposed to be the World Brewers Nationals, and they said World Brewers Nationals. It did say World Brewers, only Nitrous cars Nationals. It says World Brewers Nationals, and I have to understand that. So, hey, out here, we let the man do what he do. We're going to call every back half out there and let them dump the Birdman on their own. And as we always say, the fastest car don't always win. And that's obvious because everybody remembers the race. December 3rd happened at Dallas Raceway, showing up racing at Gaylord Smith, knocked out the Birdman. So, hey, that don't necessarily say they had the fastest car, but on any given night, hey, you can go either way. If that man want to travel, he want to go a long way, and he's representing Texas, so we're going to have to stand up and try to push him to the forefront and make somebody step
hey,
up
man,
and try to
say,
get
Tracy, I know there'd be a good 16 hours from here, from Dallas to there. Man, you mean tell me we're going to travel 16 hours for somebody already throw it in the flag, man? Come on now. Tell me it ain't so, man. Tell me it ain't so, man.
Yes, yep, that's what it is, so. But we gonna find out. We gonna make them tell us. So, yeah, let's see if we can get with it, dog. He know all the folks out there. He know how to call it. Hey, somebody needs to mute their mic. Somebody's moving. They working. We understand you're working, but check your mic, cause you're killing us with that noise. Check your mic. If you're working,
okay, well,
check your mic.
I'm
put on mute.
I'm gonna go down the line with whose mics are open, and you know, if your mic is open, like I said, I really don't want to mute you. We got Batman, King, Tree Man, and Phil. Your mics are open, so if you're not talking, just press the mute button on your phone so we don't get your background noise. Please. And Tracy, I'll try to get Willie Dog on for you.
Try to get Willie Dog on. I told Birdman we're gonna find him some action. We 2.5 weeks out, man. And
And that man is looking for a race. So before we get into further, anybody else got any comment on anything? When we get them on, you want to talk about this class racer? Do they make a good grudge racer? If so, can they stand the pressure of all the smack talk? And do they know how to skip a race? We want to know what you think. You know, we want to know what you think about this. Push the one button and let us hear from you.
Don't you got some North Carolina boys on the line?
Yeah, we got some North Carolina boys. Matter of fact, let me see if I can see William Brown. Push the one button, William Brown. I saw you on it. He's in North Carolina. I'm going to see if I still see him on here. He was on here. He was trying to help get somebody on here. He might have dropped. He's probably trying to come back on.
Hey, Tracy, ain't Purple Rain going to be there?
Yeah, Purple Rain going to be there. Pro Style Joe, Purple Rain is a taxi car. And Purple Rain is going to be there. And
they
want to run Birdman, but like I say, we going a long way. And I know how them guys are. We going to try to find us one of their baddest back-ass cars. Now, one thing about Purple Rain is this. Purple Rain is a chassis car. Now, it's not that Birdman and them wouldn't, but I told Pro Stock Joe today, what is that chassis car willing to do for that backhand car? Is he willing to give him the back tire or what? So I told Pro Stock Joe, since you're trying to do it the other way, just hold up and let's see if the man can find one of y'all baddest backhand. Y'all be having all that big money races out there claiming to have the baddest backhand, this and that. And we got a car out here, a guy just a grudge racer, want to come that far, nobody want to take a chance. Not like the man's staff in the best of the world, but some of the things you hear about them cars out there, seem like somebody will take a chance. I don't know if it's a pride or what. One thing I can tell you about the folks I know from the East Coast, they do have a lot of pride. They do have a lot of pride. So, hey, Sharon, look like we got Willie Dog on you, right?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. What's up, Tracy?
Willie Dog, I need some help. Now, I'm going to say this, and you already know where I'm going. I have Birdman on the phone.
Okay. How you doing, Birdman? Okay, go ahead, Birdman.
Birdman, we coming out there to the World Grudge Nationals. As you said, it said the World Grudge Nationals. It did not say the World Grudge Nitrous Nationals.
Now, you got a point there. Go ahead.
Said that we were bringing the bad out of bad in the grudge game to the East Coast. Now, we know the East Coast have a lot of fast and bad cars.
You talking about
we
the backhands. I know you're talking about the backhands.
We also know the fastest car don't always win.
That's right.
This man said he want to come out there. We talked to Bill. Bill said his car was down, and he trying to get it back up. But anybody out there with a backhand, anybody, this man said he don't care who it is, he just want to take a damn a week driving 18 to 20 hours, and he want to run somebody.
Well, let me ask you a question before you ask me a question. Why all of a sudden, just because Birdman want to run him and his car down all of a sudden? Why is his car down all of a sudden?
Why is who car down? The beast?
Yeah.
I don't know. You think? I don't know, dog. You might know the answer to that. We tried to get certified gas car. He said he definitely would run it, but somebody had a certified phone was misplaced or whatever. For whatever reason, this man trying to go 18 to 20 hours. And the bird man is coming. We want to know if y'all want to flip the bird wings or what.
Well, you know, now you know me, how I call it. You know, I agree with what you're saying, but you know, I'm not in the promoting business. You know, I'm in the stirring up shit business. But
we're trying to stir some shit up and do what you do.
Well, I mean, if they scared of the bird man, I see the thing about it. They're gonna use is the bird man. They're gonna say he's a damn turbo car, right? A blower car. That's what they're gonna use, man. They're going to say that now. I mean, they're going to say that because they're scared to run it. If he wasn't running one for shit, then they wouldn't give a damn.
Well, you need to get on their ass because you said, and you said, they fans that call them always win, and we know we done seen you take a chance. You came to Texas with a small tie car and jumped on a Willie Bar big tie car, didn't you?
You talking about, I came to, that was at Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, yeah. You came to Mississippi and jumped on a big tie car with your little tie car, so you need to let them folks know, hell.
He didn't race it, though, Tracy. Tracy, he didn't race, though.
You run and you outrun somebody from Texas, we'll buy you some new boots.
I don't want no motherfucking boots, man. Don't nobody from Texas wear boots.
I mean,
Say,
brother, well, listen here, man. You know we can't buy you no tennis 2 weeks, that'd be run over.
And that way you ain't got to buy the one then.
Say, though, for real, call somebody, man.
All right, get off the phone. I'm going to go now and see what I can do. If I can, I got them text Tracy and let him know. I'm finna get off the phone now and call him.
All right. Hey,
Tim and Sharon, I appreciate it getting on. And Tracy, appreciate it getting on. Hey, we holler at y'all, Texas boy. And Tracy, you stole, goddamn it. How the hell you going to steal my man, Honey Ren, man? Goddamn.
Hey, man, you got to understand, man. These guys out here need discounts, too, man. So I got to try to help us Texas guys get a little discount, too. Y'all can't get every damn thing,
dog. Hey, no, all jokes aside, is he taking care of you, though, Tracy? Is he taking care of you?
Hey, man, we got a lot of guys out here, man, that's been calling, man, and he come on with some good Texas tips, man, and people appreciate it. So anytime you can help in some kind of way, man, people appreciate that. So
hey, no problem. That's all right, good. Y'all. Hey, everybody in Texas, y'all better appreciate Tracy because he do a lot for y'all out there. Hey, King Arthur, Batman, y'all be good. Miss Sharon, I love you. Y'all, we'll holler at you in a few.
All right, man.
Okay,
hey,
later, brother.
Hey, Tracy, where is this Lil Mo guy? Ain't that a backhand car?
Hey, hold on. Lil Mo's still in the hospital. Leave him alone now. He's still getting his ass sewed up.
Look, if he's still getting his ass sewed up, he ought to goddamn be used to it, bring his ass on back out there.
What I'm trying to say, goddamn, you know how it is. It's just like you. When somebody go up in your ass, goddamn it, you can't stand nobody going back up in that kitchen to get well.
Well, I ain't never had nobody up in my ass, so I don't know how that feels.
Yes, you have. Why you think you talk like you talk?
Well, I'm quiet as a cat. I talk like a cow because this is what I want to talk.
All right, we'll hold y'all a minute. I'm gone. Tracy, if I find out something, I'm going to text you to get me back in.
Okay, Tracy. William Brown is back on, and Doug, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how you going, man?
Hey, what's up, Doug? Let me tell you something before you get started, man. When you come on the show, you be having a lot of noise, man. I be trying to get you on, and we come to you, and you don't hear us. So when you come on the show,
I accidentally was clicking over on another phone call, and then I got confused because I had too many one buttons up on my phone, so that's my bag on that.
I know the deal is when you push it, and you push in the queue, when you click back over, you have another call to click back over, reach down there and push it again, because it's going to automatically open your mic. So if you have to click over, when you come back, just automatically mute your mic, because you'll still be in the queue.
Oh, okay.
What's going on? Well, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I see Rag. I heard Ragman on there talking about me, Ragtop. Yeah, he's a real nice guy, man. I'm glad I got to meet him, you know. Enjoying a little bit of good weather out here. But we got a big grudge race coming up on the 26th, 7th, or 8th of July. It's a heads-up 8th mile that we've been doing now. Probably mentioned it one time before, but, you know, Portland, since they're a small town, you know, we will try to do this every year and make it bigger and better because we're getting guys coming from all over that kind of like that 8th mile heads-up, free entry. And I think it's like $10,000 for the winner.
What do you think about class racing? You think you've been racing? You think a class racer make a good grudge racer? You think he can stand the pressure and you know how to step? What do you think? What's your opinion about that?
Well, the class racer, you know, I don't think the class racer can deal with the pressure from the grudge racers because the class racers, they don't, you know, they pretty much. About the you know, the kind of car they have, they got to see what they have, you know, and they want to look, they want to know a little bit more than what you tell them, and they think it ain't fair. And if class racing is a little bit different than grudge racing, you know, it isn't too much pressure, I think, from a class racer.
Okay, all right, well, appreciate that, man. We want to see what some of the people got to say, you know. We just kind of getting a take that as a matter of opinion. It's based on what
you
think.
Yeah, I've been to a few of them class races, you know, and, you know, they okay, you know, but it's just totally different. You know, when you got a grudge race, you know, it's almost you run what you brought, you know, and you just get it out there and you can just kind of look around and see what you're going to do. You know, you can't worry about, you know, what he got under the hood or, just as long as it's a back half car, it's a back half car. I don't care what he got in it, but you know, it's how it's going to stick on the track. Every track is different. And
yeah.
You just got to adjust your suspension to what the track is like. Because we got this grudge race coming up here on the 26th, 7th, and 8th, and I'm sure enough going to try to make it, even though I know there's some cars out there faster than mine. But that don't bother me at all, because I got this thing. This little deal I'm getting made up, man, has got a big old deal on each side of his head, and he's got his head, like, in between of a vice. And he's turning his head tight and putting it under pressure, and it says, go ahead, give it a turn. That's where I work best, under pressure.
Okay. All right, man, well, we're going to see what some of the other folks got to say about that. You're right, it is pressure. Now, the people that ain't used to it, hey, man, you down in the trenches with that, but I want to go to the line and see what somebody else got to say. Sharon, I did hear you say you had William Brown on, and William Brown is a crossover race. He do both of them, so is it Mike open?
Okay, well, I'm going to preach the one button now so I can get rid of this background noise on you.
Okay.
All right, good talking to you, and appreciate the T-shirt. I've been getting a lot of compliments.
Okay, man, thank you. Okay, Sharon, you there? You got William Brown?
Yeah, William, press the one button for me, please. He's down there at the bottom. William Brown, your mic is open.
What up, Will? He must not be paying attention right now. I got a text from him. Okay, go to the next one.
You don't have any more hands up right now.
You mean to tell me we got guys on here, all grudge racers, got no class race on here, even some of the grudge races on here that don't want to talk about it, what they think about a grudge race, class race, they want a grudge race, well, is that they make a good one or not? Nobody got no opinion on what they think about that. We got a lot of races on here. Some of these guys were, well, class races once upon a time, so I just kind of like to know how they think or what they say. Push the one button, hit me up, guys. Tell us about this. We have a lot of guys I see now that class race. Some of these classes ain't doing as good. They become grudge races, so I just kind of know what you think about it.
Apparently they're shy, Tracy.
They shy about it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me Fielder's on there. Let me ask Fielder about it. Fielder used to be a class racer. He's King on here. Let's see what some of the old school guys, see what they think about it. Some of the guys who can talk some shit to some of the stuff. What do you think about a class racer that come off the grudge racer? When you know you got a guy that used to class racer and you see him in a grudge racer, you're trying to get a pedal on with it. What do you think about the pressure? I know y'all guys put pressure on people, so what do you think about those guys?
Okay, Tracy, I opened up Phil's mic. Phil has background noise, but Phil, your mic is open.
Yeah, you can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but you got a little background noise.
Alright, hold up this minute. Let me pull up on the drive. What I was going to say about the difference between a class racer and a grudge racer is that a class racer is kind of laid-back type of fella. You know what I'm saying? He's a little more laid-back than a grudge racer. A grudge racer tends to be somewhat of a damn fool like that. He's going to talk shit. And see, a class racer ain't going to talk shit. He just used to, whatever he dialed on his wonder, that's it. You know, he's just not that type of person. And then also, he's not really going to use much nitrous because a class car really just going to mostly run straight motor, you know, and I don't think they make good grudge race because if you go to talking a lot of noise to them, it's going to upset them, and they really ain't going to want to do it because they're not used to that kind of stuff.
So when you know you're running the guy and they got a driver, and he might be a pretty good driver, but you know we're crash racers. So you know you kind of get in that guy's face and try to rattle that guy a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah, I done it plenty of times. You know, I done it plenty of times. I get under somebody's skin, they already mad at me, you know, so they ain't going to cut a good light. They might red light. They might sit there. You know, they not bred for that. You know, you got to be a certain breed to be a grudge racer, you know. I know a lot of people that's grudge racing now that did try class racing, but that wasn't what they wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just some regular basic stuff. They wanted to get on the scene, you know. And when I talk about get on the scene, you know, that means, you know, you running for money. You know, you got your guys talking noise and all this, you know. Class racing, just like I said, they just kind of laid back fellas, you know what I'm saying, or else girls or whoever. You know, they just laid-back people.
All right. Okay, that's your opinion. Who we got anybody that want to jump in and get their opinion? Got anybody that want to speak on that subject?
Yeah, I'll say a little something on that, Tracy.
Go ahead, King.
I feel like, man, you know, kind of like what Phil say, you can get up under the class racer's skin a little bit, but on the same token, like, I'm going to give props out to somebody that, you know, we met 2 years ago. I think Mike Hill do a good job on, you know, being a grudge racer and a class racer. I think Galen Smith, you know, Galen been a grudge racer. You know, we started way back when with him 20 years ago. I think he do a good job, you know, like you're saying, and like Phil say, like Galen, he's sort of, you know, a laid-back guy, but, you know, when he's in his camp, he know what he's saying and he know what he's doing. Frankie Taylor, the same way, you know. They really, they different type breeds. They like to talk shit. Don't think they don't talk shit in their camp. Go Fast, Wally.
I think, you know, I think them guys can be grudge racers or bracket racers. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that it's a few that know when to hold them, and there's a few know when to hold them. You know, so I really think that the grudge race is coming around, and I think that a lot of these people that don't want to be grudge, I think that they're going to be, you know, I think it's going to be more grudge racing than bracket racers now, because this is where the flow is going.
I'm going to give a perfect example just to follow up on what you're saying. Some guys can make the transition and they do well, but I'm going to talk about a guy because this happened, and I looked at that guy, and that guy sit there and told me his experience. This guy, on April 6th, Rick had Eric Tobar, and Eric Tobar used to be a 10-5 racer. He was a class racer. He was running against Butler Blowers in the Blue Flame down in Houston. The guys come around, and both sides of came around with their camera. If any one of y'all, you know, Smack Talk TV, he was like, talking shit to Eric, and he didn't go back and he'll talk a little shit to Butler Boy. And man, you know, you can just see that guy's eyes after the race was over. You know, I talked to the guy back in the pit, and he told me, and he told Rick, he said, man, god damn, that was my first grudge race. I didn't notice that shit was like this. Man, the guy's talking a lot of shit, the guy's coming in my face, that camera. Man, I was nervous as shit. I didn't know what to do. So that's just a prime example. He did a good job. Butler Boy didn't end up beating, but just to hear a class racer say how much pressure that put on him that he don't experience when he was class racing. He said he had no idea that he would experience that and he was feeling that much adrenaline on a race. But it was the fact that it was a grudge race and people were talking shit. So just, you know, some people can make that transition and some people have a hard time doing it. So, you know, some can do it and some can't. But he has a lot of pressure. It's a different game when you class racing versus good grudge racing. It's a little different game. So
this is my daughter's senior year. I'm trying to do these. Get back
little
on
Mac.
And I'm
little
with my
Mac.
Dog.
Little
who
Mac.
Is
Mac.
Oh.
Your mic
yeah.
is open.
Go ahead,
well,
little Mac.
Out,
talk.
I'm sorry.
Talk to us, little Mac. What's up? What do you think about that since you're on here?
Oh, man. Come back to me in about 10 minutes. Come back to me in 10 minutes.
Press the one button. Take your hand down.
So, okay, Sharon, we got anybody else who want to comment on that? To see what they take is on that. I'd like to know what some of these folks want. Especially if you're a class racer. If you're a class racer and you listen to this show and you think that it's different, don't be shy. Push the one button. Tell us what you think about it. How you feel about it. It's a matter of opinion. It's a lot of people on there. The show is full. And know we have some class racers on it. We don't care if you're a bracket racer or you're a drag radio racer or whatever it is. If you're a class racer, pro mod racer, whatever, tell us if you grudge race, what difference is it to you? You think that they make a good one or what? Who we got, Sharon?
Elvis, your mic is open.
Hey, thanks for letting me get on the show. In my personal opinion, I think that they can do both. The one thing that I think that a class racer have is he know his car. He run his car every weekend. He might make 8-9 passes on it on one day. He know his car inside out versus some grudge racers in their car once a month. And when they come down to the pressure, they crack because they not in their car enough to know that car enough compared to a class racer. Now, most class racers can't make that change, but the ones can make that change can really do well. And I'm going to give you one name that I think can very do well either way, and that's Jonathan Womack. He can cut a light. He been in pressure in big situations in class races. I think that's one guy, if you really want to make the transaction, he can. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Some of them can. So I'm just counting on some of the people to share what they think about it. I have no problem. Some of them can and some of them can't.
some of them to me just can't take the pressure. Yeah, I done seen some of these guys, and they've been class racers, and you come to the track, and, man, you can't even talk to some of them guys. You know, they let somebody else, which ain't no problem, that's just part of how they want to stay calm. Some of these guys can't stand you getting in their face and talking smack to them. You know, they start getting all hyped up and all bit out of shape because they're not used to it, so they feel like a grudge racer is harassing them or is trying to push them to where they might want to fight, and that ain't the case. That damn grudge racer is actually just trying to get under your skin. Oh, he got one motive. That's try to get you off your game to try to get in your pocket, get your money. But, hey, some do it well and some can't. What we got,
William Sharon? Brown, your mic is open. William Brown, your mic is open.
What's up, William?
What's going on, Trace?
What's going on? You're a racer that kind of cross over? What do you think about that topic? Did you find anybody on the back end first? Is it not going on?
Hold on,
you get started, I just want you to know, you texted me, and I'm going to let the grudge world know, you said that it's somebody on Facebook that's talking a lot of shit about the Birdman, about running the Birdman, and you from the East Coast. Is that correct? Let the grudge
yes,
world
sir.
Know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, before you ask your question about that, tell us what's going on your Facebook. I haven't seen it. And Benny from the Birdman crew is on here. Maybe you want to know. What's going on?
Well, I got a dude that's a friend of mine that's from down there in Texas talking a lot of trash about the Birdman want to run me. And, you know, they put up any amount of money. And like I told him, I said, you know, I'll be there. It don't make a difference to me. But I wanted to make sure that somebody that's, that has a real part into the crew, or that has a real part on the car, that, you know, that's what they want to do. If they want to do it, then we can lock it up and ain't no problem with me. But I knew it was a back half car, so that's why I referred to you, you know, to make sure before I get to talking some trash to somebody and there's nothing really there.
What would you give a back half car? What would you give a back half car?
The other lane. Especially a back half turbo car. The other lane.
No shit, a 3,000-pound back half car, William Brown.
For real? The other lane.
Wow. Well, keep on with your topic, man. Ben is on here, but you were sad. Hey, hold on. Watch this. You were sad, this car. You were right up under the world champion, and you just going to give it the other lane with a back-half car. Tree Man had enough balls to come and get a man the back tie. And the only reason Tree Man didn't come out victorious is, you know, it just wasn't his day that day, and the man got away.
Yeah, but the difference between me and Tree Man, Tree Man got a Pro Mod car. I ain't got a Pro Mod car. You know what I got. Would you going to get a Birdman in the back tie?
I'm not in there. Somebody muted my damn mic.
Now I got something that we could probably give him, but I gotta get in connection. It ain't my car, it's in my crew, but it ain't my car, so I gotta always I always like to relate to the people that own the car first. If they say yeah, it's a go, lock
that?
It in. It's a go.
What is that? Which car is that?
Michael Martin. I gotta make sure he's ready though. And you know, if he's down with it, you know, he tell me to lock it in, it's locked in.
You can't get him on the phone. Penny, you still on here, Penny?
I'm here.
I just tried to get
can
a hold of
him.
Can
you call him? Everybody down here in Texas want to know who. I know who Michael Martin is. Everybody down here in Texas might not know. Can you call him, sir?
Can I call him? I called him. I was calling him when I was on the when I was muted. I was calling him trying to get a hold of him. But evidently, he's out in the garage or he's out working. I left him a couple messages. So he'll call me back either later on tonight or tomorrow morning.
Benny.
Yeah.
Tell William Brown, world champion, top sportsman, ADRL, all he got to do is turn that back half a loop.
Watch us move. We'll run you.
Nah, I ain't going to do that. Ain't that crazy.
You got an ADRL car and you won't watch us move? Come on.
No, I'm going to watch you move. You're going to watch me move, too.
Come on.
got to get a raise somehow, man.
I'm working on trying to get you some. I gave a couple names out, but, you know, and like I tell Teresa, I don't speak for nobody. I would rather for him to talk to him and ask him straight up. You know, so I shot him a couple of names and a couple of numbers.
You know, that's, if they say no, that means no. So, I mean, you know, but I'm trying. I'm working on Michael Martin. I think that will be a good matchup, only if he got his car ready. I know he was
Is he a back half car? What is he?
Yeah, he's a back half 10-5 car.
I mean, true back half. Stock location, firewall and stock location. Got the frame up front. I mean, he's a true back half car. And anybody that ever seen it, I'll tell you, he's a true back half car.
Well, let him know. Any back that car can have the other line.
Say, look here, Tracy. Look here. I'm listening at this shit, and I'm just, you know, kind of getting sick in the goddamn stomach on this. Look here, Tracy. If Purple Rain want to run goddamn me, Birdman, you supposed to step in between that, and you run Purple Rain. They supposed to bow their ass down here anyway. So I think should run Purple Rain.
I don't have no problem running Purple Rain, but Purple Rain, you know, whatever we do, we going to have to make that decision at the track. So he know he shafted me on that deal when he supposed to came down here. So I told Purple Rain already that, hey, me and him, we know we're ready, but we going to make our deal at the track because he bullshitted on the lockup.
That's right. So if they want to put Purple Rain on Birdman, you step in between that. Say y'all got to do y'all before that go down. And
he already
see,
did. He did
and
that.
Then
Arthur,
we
he told
around.
Him that today.
Hey, wait a minute. I ain't
told him. I did that today. He's Birdman, and they were throwing Purple Rain in there. I did that today.
Yeah. Well, Wait a minute. I'm finna get your ass too. Hold on. I didn't talk when you were talking. Just hear this. And Tracy, and if William Brown, Duckham and Dodge, and you know, he's going to shit down in his ass. Now, go ahead on, William Brown.
Hold on. I didn't get that last part. What'd you say? I knew you said my name. What'd you say about me?
I said, if you trying to run Birdman head up, Tracy need to stick you in your ass, too. Stick him in the ass, not hard, Tracy.
Me and William, we talking about something.
Don't be talking about it.
See, there you go, King Arthur.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. And William Brown, before you go any further, if you want to run me my cars, I don't have no crew no more. I can't run my car, but I'll run you on your goddamn feet. And that's enough said.
Now, we can do that.
Well, you know, I'm the king of the goddamn let me leave. We can lock in much as you can stand.
Okay.
But I want to see Tracy stick you in your ass anyway. But I tell my wife before I left, I should be sticking you in your ass my motherfucking self.
And the deal on the dude on the talking chair at the Birdman, you know, that's why I say I don't listen to everybody because some people are just sidelined. And, and he talked, me and Rock was having a conversation about running because, like I told Rock, anytime Purple Rain is at the track, I'm going to run you. Don't care. We ain't got to talk about no lockup. We ain't got to talk about no money. You know what we run for. Every time you come to the track, I see you at the track. I got my car. We're going to run. We ain't got to talk about it. All you got to do is pull your car through the line. And he came in the conversation and was like, well, Birdman will fuck both of y'all up, head up, for 10 grand a battle.
Well, make it 20.
Well, I mean, it don't make no difference. I run him head up. If he's willing to run me head up.
I think you would. But I tell you what. What we going to do, William Brown, if you goddamn me going to try to jump on Birdman when we get out of state, well, this is what we going to do. We going to run that atomic dog at you, man. You've been acting up anyway.
But see, I won't try to run Birdman because I don't jump on nobody.
All right, keep your goddamn little old jumper. pull off your little old jumpsuit then.
I stay in my class. Well, I don't pick on nobody with my hair.
Pull off your little jumpsuit before you get your ass tore out of socket.
Now, King Arthur,
what?
I mean, I respect you. And one thing, you're going to respect me. And I don't care what you got, whatever you bring, and how much you bring. If you want to carry it that way, we'll run you. It don't make no difference.
Well, right now, like I told you, man, I'm going to run you on my feet because right now I got two old cars. You probably couldn't outrun neither one of them. But I tell you what, as soon as I get me some motherfuckers in that camp that really want to travel and do this, we're going to do this. But right now, I'm jumping back in Atomic Dog's camp, and I think he's going to get a little bit more respect than y'all been getting. And goddamn it, starting with you.
Well, I respect the Atomic Dog, and he already know we, you know, he's been knowing mutual friends for years. So, I mean, we are.
Before you go any further than that, I run my mama on foot on Mother's Day and beat her out of Mother's Day present. So, what you saying?
I can't do nothing with that, then. If you did that, I ain't messing with you. But I run you on foot when I see you rock. I give you a plenty of water and Gatorade and make sure we got some Bengay and Preparation H for you.
Well, who need all that? You need all that?
No, I'm 35 years old. I don't need nothing.
You say you're 35 years old. I'm half your age, and I'm going to tear your ass off. All I want is let's leave, let's do it. You know, we don't have to run all day, neither, you know.
I'm going to let you leave. You better lean forward.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, be careful what you're saying, how you say it, because I mean what I'm saying. Say what I mean. A lot of people don't do that. You might be one of trying to pick on Birdman because he's a backhand. Get your ass in that one. Hey, get your ass in one of that one of them goddamn two chassis cars. Hey, you keep on. You know who I'm going to put on you?
Who that?
I'm going to call my friend. I'm going to call my goddamn friend a sniper. One shot kill. Let him fuck with you.
Hey, look. I had a pro mod. We made a race. It didn't make no difference. I mean, you know, we ran. I burnt my shit up. He burnt his shit up a little later. I said, okay, it was a race. I lost a couple hundred. We all right. It's cool. I lose. I win. Don't you keep up with the news. I know you be watching me. I know you be looking at me. You probably sit back and be smiling and clapping your hands.
Hey, I don't bring bad news to the table. Hell, you bring bad news to the table. I'm just saying, you can get a pro mod race out there. We're acting like you can't get now.
All right, I got some buddies down y'all in, and I'm pretty sure it won't take much for me to make a call and then jump on y'all ass, and all I got to do is make sure the money there.
What's wrong with your goddamn caller? Is your goddamn caller broke?
No.
Well, when you going to do it like the rest of my bill? Say, Tracy, we might not need to go to goddamn me up there unless we just going up there on a field trip.
Now you better make sure you know who you're talking to, because I'm telling you, all I got to do is make one call, whatever you got down there.
Say, man, you better quit
talking. It ain't going to outrun it.
Hey, watch this here. Watch this move I pull on. You keep forgetting Mr. Roy James is a friend of mine, too, now.
Oh, Mr. Roy James is a friend of mine, and
when you go to talking about, hold up, we both can't talk at the same time. When you go to talking about calling folks and all that to put on people down here, you got to goddamn me outrun me and all my friends.
Well, ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. When I make that call and that call calls Brown, you ain't even going to want to mess with. So I'm going to leave them out of it so I talk to him.
Hey, well, don't make us turn you from Brown to gone.
I'm already gone, especially when I get a tan on my
Sid, let me tell you something, Mr. Brown.
I got another friend. I got another friend say, goddamn me, I was talking to him earlier, and he told me that, you know what, King Arthur, I'm going to stop a whole lot of bullshit. And guess what? Don't make me tell him to pop you in your ass first.
I might have to borrow somebody else stuff.
Do what you got to do. He said he's going to be ready for the Earl. Do you know who the Earl is?
Nah, I don't know who the Earl is.
As ever, goddamn body. Free man, stand up, goddammit. Free man say he's going to run through you like goddamn me rheumatism melts.
It ain't no problem. I'm going to come matched up. However you matched up. If you got a pro mod, I'm going to come with a pro mod. If you got a back half, I'm going to try my best to get a back half. If you got a top force, I'm coming with my top force. It don't matter what you bring or what you got in your camp. I can always pull something off the shelf.
When? Is we talking about the do lot of kill?
We can talk about next week if you want to. No, I gotta be in Michigan next week. No. Yeah, we talking about July the 5th, July 6th.
Hey man, you go to bullshit and I'll follow you to Michigan.
You come on up to Michigan. I can make arrangements on Friday. Whatever you bring up here, I can make arrangements where we can dust you right on off and continue on with class rates.
Say, hey Treasure, you know what? They always tell me I bring something up. When y'all going to bring something down?
I ain't been down there to none of your grudge races.
Well, bring something to the grudge race. Y'all let y'all think goddamn me Tony Bond down here and get his ass tore off the bone. I told him don't do Tony Bond like that up in Dallas, because if he did, he wasn't going to show up in Houston. I'd be damned if he didn't.
Three man, go ahead.
Arthur.
King Arthur.
No, I kind of got mixed up with the date he just said, but it's cool. I mean, y'all already know with me, shit, it don't matter, goddamn. It's got a limit with me. I don't give a damn.
Say, Three Man, I like you standing up and letting them know that, goddamn, if King said, goddamn, it's enough said. Let them know that.
Oh, you already know shit. Hey, you know I don't give a damn. I really don't.
William Brown, you want to be first?
Say, you know what? And then I really can't believe, you know, what I'm hearing on this thing about all these East Coast, all these badass beasts and badass backass in the world. I mean, nobody set up races, man, Birdman. If I had a backass come in, Birdman be racing every week. Give a fuck about no turbos, I'm telling you.
Three man. Mic over.
Yeah, you
might. Hey, man, is that gentleman y'all talking to, you and King Austin, is he over there in the Carolinas somewhere?
Yeah, he in North Carolina. In North Carolina, Virginia.
Is he the only...
He in Virginia. We in Virginia.
Okay, well, he right there with him. Is he the only one with a phone that's working over there? Everybody else supposed to be to hear their phone or to clip their phone line or something.
They called first time, he wasn't answering. He supposed to be trying to get the ball on the phone, and he hiding the man in the goddamn bushes.
Hey, y'all tell him Birdman had an emergency. He had to go somewhere. Why'd everybody show up?
Yeah, Kyle first time doing it, he was calling all them damn people. He was calling all them. I told him call Blue Magic. He acted like he didn't have a damn phone number. I seen Blue Magic on Facebook talking shit. Call the man. William Brown, you know Blue Man, he from your area.
Yeah, I know it. But he ain't answering the phone. His cousin answering the phone, but I mean you can't, you know what I'm saying? I always like to talk to the man that's driving, the man call who it is. He's the only one can make the decision. I don't listen to nobody else.
Hey, well look here, the best way to get a hold to him is call 911, tell the police to call him.
Blue Magic wasn't able to take me. Blue Magic phone, and he called me, and man, I don't know what the hell I did with his number. Take it to me.
All right. I'll do that.
They act like it's a bill collector calling or something. They don't want to answer the phone.
Tracy
Pro Stock Joe
is not answering his phone.
I'm going to text Pro Stock Joe. Get Pro Stock.
You don't want none of this.
Send Pro Stock Joe with his big head ass to pick up the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to text him right now. I had a round the day, goddamn it. He hung up the phone on me.
Your mic is open.
713-8270. Your mic is open. Mailbox of.
Thank you for calling Holland's Bail Bond Service.
Yeah, he asking that phone, man. He must know y'all calling him.
Yeah, he knows somebody's trying to get him on the phone.
Yeah, he must know he got one out for the rest. Oh, shit. Hey, he ain't got no one out for his rest, do we?
I don't know, man. Hey, we've been trying to get them those boys in the back half all damn day long, man. And goddamn, all along we can talk to, we're building. Bill stuck his head out the bushes and said, hell, he don't know. He got all pressure right now, so you can't say too much. You got to respect that, but we'll see. Go ahead, Tracy.
I know the next big banquet y'all be going to and all that shit, y'all need to get up all them goddamn backhead belts and give them the bird, man. Fuck that shit, man. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, them guys be whooping, they so damn bad this and bad that, and boy, I tell you what, I need to get rid of him.
You know what done happened, don't you, Tracy? You know what done happened, don't you? I'm gonna tell you what done happened, man. See, I told you, when they spin the globe, and hit all states, goddamn it. And they talked about it, bringing that down in Texas, see if he can dominate it. Goddamn it. They didn't talk about his ass so much down here, goddamn it. He went back and told the boy, I said, man, we need to stop spinning that goddamn globe on Texas. They're more too tough.
Yeah, they kind of dodging, but like I say, William, the Michael Morton guy, he might run. I don't know who that guy is. He might run him if William can get him on the phone and maybe can find out. I don't know. Everybody that's back half they got out there, we done called them. Now, I know one more person who owns a car. Now, I don't know if they're going to duck him or not, but he's another shit talker. We'll call him, and we're going to call him, and we're going to stick King on him. So, King, you can rattle him pretty good. We can see what we make him come out the bushes. That's the Mississippi nightmare. They say what they're going to do to all of them. So, hey, call Norris. Sheriff, call Norris. See you get Norris on the phone. He's probably on that show that's out on the East Coast in Florida. But call Norris, and when he get on the phone, King, you jump on it.
Hey, Trey, this just came over the bat line, man. Man, the brother boy told me they'll take the move from Purple Rain, man.
I'll see if I can get Larry on the phone. Hold on. I'll see if I can get Larry on the phone. Pro Stock Joe, what else? I got to call Rock. Hey, Charity, could you get Nard on?
If you'll give me a second, I'll try to get Nard on.
All right.
Yeah, that just came across the bat line. The bullet told us they take the move from the Purple Rain, man. That's a good race right there.
Pro Stock keep hiding Larry from me. He won't give me Larry's number. I got Rock's number. He won't give me Larry's number because he want to do all the
out of blocking for Larry.
He played
Singletary then, huh? Yeah, Pro Stop Joe, he been blocking, but he ain't gonna let Larry talk. But yeah. Without him on the damn phone, and I'm texting him, and he ain't responding. So hold on 1 second, come. Pro Stop know that Birdman looking for a race.
I know I gotta say one thing. I sure appreciate y'all working your asses off. I ain't even worked this hard at finding a race.
You like that guys out there, they talk a lot of shit. You haven't been out there, Penny. You ever go out there, them guys out there beat the hell out of their chest about how bad they are.
Tracy Nard is on the lawn.
No, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on, Tommy Dog? What's happening?
Man, I got somebody on here, man. He said he heard you talking on the show. And he just want to know he's coming out that way. He won't wait. He said everybody else is ducking. He said, hell, he ain't beat nobody but some slow-ass cars. You know, hell, he had to get a spot and got lucky.
Okay.
I told him, you got a back half car, and you said you would run anybody.
Yeah.
Talk to him, Finny.
Hey, this is Finny with the Birdman. How you doing? You gonna be going to North
Turbo.
Carolina?
You got a turbo car?
Yeah.
And I ain't run no turbo car. I don't run no turbo. You got nitrous. You got nitrous automatic. You got action any day of the week. I ain't run no turbo car.
I thought you just said you run any back half car.
Let me explain something. How we work on the East Coast. You keep them half drives. You give me the head up brake, I run you.
A brake?
The head up brake. I'm not fucking with no blow dry. Twin turbo, we don't do that on the East Coast. In the South, we don't run turbo cars. It ain't gonna happen. Not with me.
That's what I've been hearing. What's the deal? I mean, I don't get it, man. How do you guys call yourselves the fastest back half cars and you won't run us? That don't make any sense.
Because there's nowhere in the world a nitrous car can compete with a turbo car. It ain't gonna happen.
Not true. That's not true.
I'll tell you what. I got a friend. He got a turbo car. Mm-hmm. It's not a back half, but I'll give you a spot with it.
You're going to give me a spot with a chassis car?
Yeah, I'll give you a spot. You got one and one.
You can't do a spot with a chassis car. Not with a back half car. We weigh 3,000 pounds, dude.
I'm gonna make it even sweeter. Now do you got one and one, he'll run you on 33-10-5Ws.
That's because he runs 33-10-5Ws, dude. This ain't my first rodeo.
I'm trying to give you a fair race. I think it's a fair race. It's a chassis car against the back half. That means you got the back tire. We got to clear you by a car.
You got to clear me by a car.
Yeah. I'll try that race. Two turbos.
Whose car is it?
A friend of mine. It don't matter who car it is, you do what you want to race.
It depends on whose car it is. You know what,
Birdman? I haven't even spoke with him. And I'm willing to go ahead and put a deposit up and lose my deposit if he can't show up. I haven't even talked to him yet.
Hey, you're talking about a chassis car. You know, we do race chassis cars. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a chassis. No, I'm not lying. It's a 10-5 outlaw car. It's a chassis car. It's not a pro mod. I won't consider it a pro mod. But it's a 10-5 outlaw car.
Beep, 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 beep. The hell is that?
Back it up.
Detected. Take
precautions. What the hell is that? It's a Mustang, Birdman. It's a Mustang. But I tried. I can't run a turbo car with a nitrous car. It just we can't do it. I can't compete with it.
None of you guys on the East Coast can do it. I mean, you ain't got no back half cars over there that'll run us.
Not nitrous. You might have somebody that may try, but I doubt it.
I don't care if they got a blower, turbos. I don't care what's in their car. It's a back half car. We're good with it.
Okay,
we run Jekyll and Hyde, and we know Jekyll and Hyde, they're 2,500-pound back-half cars. But that don't matter to us. As long as it's a back-half car, we're good. Nobody over there got one of those?
There's a lot of them over here. They're nitrous. Like I said, I'd be willing to try a little something, you know, give you a little spot with another turbo car.
10.5, I'm assuming ADRL back or chassis.
Let me talk to the guy that owned the car, and I'll give you a call back, Tracy, and I'll see can we let him leave.
Let me know. We might do that.
What you run? Just 8 mile?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you got the brake in the quarter.
Well, yeah, we can't run no chassis car in the quarter, not turbo.
He might be willing to give you the brake in the eighth.
Okay.
Hold on. If he give you the brake in the eighth, we got a race, right?
I got to run that by my team. I told them that I would get a race with any back half car. If they agree, if my car owner agrees to it, then we'll do it. But you're getting off into chassis cars, man. That's tough to call without seeing it, you know?
Yeah,
no telling what kind of chassis you got over there. You got a Bickle chassis? You got a top sportsman car over there? I mean, whoo. No telling.
I mean, you got to remember something, Birdman. I'm not bringing the Knightsville Gunfight.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'm bringing the Desert Eagle. I'm coming to win.
Is it
I'm
automatic?
I'm coming to win, man. It's automatic. Got a Bruno. Got a converter. It's a Bruno in it.
I would say that we can probably do that.
Okay. I just want to see if he'll let you. You know what? Hey, Tracy. I think certified say he need to see the car first, make a couple passes. The beast might
certified.
Be willing to race that car.
We've been trying to get in touch with certified. His phone number was off. Can you get in touch? We've been trying to get in. We had Bill on the phone. Bill said he had his phone off, and they ain't sure when they're going to get it back yet. I know damn
okay.
Well, if you get your transmission off, you're going to get it back by July 5th.
Yeah.
We sent our transmission off to the same place. I just sent mine off to Rosler the other day. I know we're going to get ours back.
I got your number, Tracy, to the show. If I got your number, I can even text you. Let me call this guy and see if he'd be willing to do that. I'll get back with you.
Call me back. Just take it back. I'll get you back home.
Okay, Tracy. All right.
But, Birdman, we working hard for you because we know you want to race. Well, goddamn, look like they're turning into a bunch of chickens out there.
Chicken! It don't matter what you do. We're just going to have to end up taking the move from any chassis car, and that just ain't right, man. There's no telling what kind of chassis they're going to show up with, you know?
Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to find out who it is first. Well, just don't take it. I'm going to find out who it is. I think it might be that black car. I saw it.
It's
a black car. I saw it.
Yeah.
Bennett,
before y'all get all the moves from the chassis car, we still got our head
of race,
right?
We still got what? Our head
of race? We still got our head
of race.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to do that. You didn't want to do it in Carolina, though, did you?
No. We going down there.
No, that,
they saw.
Yeah, you know that. And that's law, man. You don't do that. You know, we dog no, fight no, ourselves. We go out of town. We're going to all fight together.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we're going to all fight together down there. Okay, you know what, though, Philly? I tell you this, though. If you have to take the move from a chassis car, they just got to go and fuck us up because I'm sure betting with you. Go and fuck me up. Send me back home.
Well, yeah. I appreciate the support, man.
I think it's black GTO. I think it's that car. I think I see find out who that is, but they need a mustache though. I gotta see what it is though. I think I ain't sure. I find out though.
Daryl, your mic is open. Motion Racing, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's happening, man?
Oh man, I'm just sitting on here laughing at all these badass East Coast boys backing down.
Hey, now, you run the Birdman here, and them summers you won't run. What's wrong with that, man?
You run Birdman any day, bro. Yeah,
well, see,
anything.
That's a difference. That's a difference. You got balls over here, man. They're scared over there. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, they got a lot of bad boys out there, man. I can't believe this, man. You know, but I guess they're scared of them turbos, man. Where Jimmy McFadden at, man? That's another fast call on that end. Y'all ain't talking to Jimmy?
Post-Doc Joe hiding Jimmy McFadden. Sheriff, you got Jimmy McFadden number, don't you? I saw it on that paper. Can you call Jimmy Post-Doc Joe? He hiding him. Like he keeping him in the bushes.
Did y'all talk to Lil Mo and Disney?
I talked to Lil Mo. Lil Mo said he didn't think he was even going to make it to North Carolina. I asked him to race, and he said he didn't have a problem with it, but he didn't know if he was even going to make it there.
Oh, okay.
And as a matter of fact, he said, as it looks, he probably wouldn't make it there, would not make it.
That people don't get you back fat on here with that Pro-Stock Joe. Pro-Stock Joe, he hired people, man.
Tracy, what about Nephew and them? They've been running pretty good here lately.
Nephew and them was on the phone today. Him and Mike Hill, when we called. Mike Hill and Nephew was on the phone, and they didn't open their mouth on that. You know, when we weren't trying to run no chassis car, Nephew and them got their chassis car, and he wasn't trying to run no chassis car. But Mike Nephew.
I thought that was a back half. That like 85 Camaro they got. Is that a back half or that's a square tube car?
That's a chassis car.
Oh, okay.
Stone Cold car.
Yeah, the Stone Cold car.
Yeah. That's a chassis car.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see if we get Jim McFadden on here. Pro Stock. I'm texting Pro Stock and he won't text back. He know what I want. That goddamn they ducking. I can't believe it. They ducking like that.
Well, I seen on the internet y'all locked in with the Beast. That's why I was looking forward to seeing that race.
With the Beast,
yeah,
they
were too.
Certified told me he
would run it.
Yeah.
But then the owner of the car didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Bill said he had to wait and see. You know, Certified do be talking for Bill. And if we get Certified on there, Certified can say something, but I can't get Certified on here. He lost his phone or something.
What's
that?
All the phone lines are down over there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I tell you what, call Matt Jones, and then Matt Jones, he got Phil Shuler's phone number, and call Phil Shuler with a shout on here. I don't have a number, but Matt Jones got it. He definitely can get him on here. He's going to answer Matt Jones. So we're going to let her call Matt Jones. She's trying to call him. And with Matt can get Phil on here with a shout or so.
Right.
I mean, that's every what they claim to be the baddest back half out there, but shit, hell, we can't get them on the phone.
Hey, Tracy, call Tony Bynes, man. Is Tony Bynes locked in with anybody? Tony Bynes is locked in.
He don't have no back half he's running right now.
Who?
Tony don't have no back half he's running right now.
Yeah.
Who?
Finny.
Finny, what? It's Finny.
Must be dropped off.
He must. I didn't see. Look like he's still on here. He might have flipped over on his phone. So hold on, but I don't. Let me see. Hold on, Finny. We gonna work on it now. Goddamn, well, you gonna have to go on the internet and put a post out there on Grudge Racing. That you done run off every damn back half car in the damn country out there. That don't make sense.
I already did. I put a post on there about a month ago, and Shadow had replied that he would see. And that's
okay. Well, that's I gotta get Phil's number. I don't.
Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kyle Allenobbin, man, shit.
I keep trying to call Phil Shuler.
Call
that goddamn A-Rab. Call it A-Rab or somebody. Shit, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. It ain't nothing but a race, bro. You know, if they scared of bird, man, they need to be scared of all the backhouse around this end.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's as nice as it was, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we all know the bird car running, man. But I feel with my car, man, everything go right. Shit, man, it's going to be a race, man.
Say, man, you know one thing I can't understand, though, man, about some of these guys, man? Man, it's time and time. I don't give a damn what you got, man. If you're running a number, you're running a fucking number, man. And I don't understand that shit, man. You know, turbo, nitrous, blood, time and time. We all going for a time, man. If your ass flying, you flying, man. Hell, I don't give a damn. If I had a nice car running, goddamn 14, 411, 420, I'm going to try the motherfucking world, man. I don't understand these cats, man.
It's just like you said, though, man. You know, we started going out there a couple years ago, and, you know, when we went out there our first year, you know, everybody and their mama on the track, man, we couldn't even walk through the pits without somebody throwing money in our face, trying to race me or Twin, the Tree Man and them. You know, we couldn't even walk around now. All right, we went back for the second deal, man. Ain't nobody wanting nothing, man. We had to look for races and stuff, you know. So it's like you say, you know, back then they underestimated us and everything. Now, you know, they didn't got a taste of Texas and all these other back half cars that came along and everything. So now, you know, it's, I guess they're backing up, man. I know I'm 2-0. I didn't been the last 2 years, man. I'm 2-0 out there with my back half car. So.
Hey, God. Them boys looking for something soft, man. Ain't nothing hard in Texas.
Yeah. That's it, bro.
They looking for something soft, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they talk about a mismatch, man. Look at my first year when I went out there with the Firebird, man. You know, shoot, man, I might have had the smallest motor out there. But, you know, we ran one of the fastest cars out there and won. You know, we took a gamble. It's all a gamble. You never know what's going on, man, when you let that button go.
Yep.
Hey, well, can you get Jim McFadden on? Well, yeah, we're going to call Tony. See if he can come, bro. If he thinks about him. I know he don't got a back half car right now, but he'll be.
Hey, Tracy, whatever y'all do, see if you can try to get that. See if you can try to get us in the back half shootout at least.
I just texted Mac Jones, so I'm going to see if Matt is over with the back half thing. Oh, it's in the back half class, so, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Tracy, what was Buddy Blue? And Buddy Blow got a back half car?
Man, Buddy Blow got a back half, but Buddy Blow ain't going to. I mean, Buddy Blow down there with William Brown, them, you know, they all down there together. So, but Buddy Blow, they ain't gonna.
And half of them cars they got out there, you know, they call them a back half, but a lot of them is two by three cars, you know. They're not really no true back half car, you know, they just like a heavy old school chassis car that half of the time, you know, they didn't put a fiberglass body on it and made it lighter, so.
Fiberglass body ain't nothing but, like I think,
150
pounds, man.
Yeah, it's not that much of a difference, you know.
They get 150 pounds body and their ass weighs 300, so that just added back up.
Tony Bynes, your mic is open.
Tony Bynes.
What's up, Tony Bynes?
Man, look here, man. How in the hell? Now, I need you to help me out, Tony. Now, how in the hell these folks claim to have the baddest back half in the country? And they think all the time. I know you got Phil Shuler, number Stevie Jackson. I got Birdman. He said he don't give a damn. If it look like a back half, he going to try it. And none of them suckers want to answer the phone. What's up with that, man?
I don't know, you know, I ain't, Birdman, what kind of, what risk called Birdman got?
Yeah, you know Birdman, called one that gave the Mississippi Nightmare the back time. He want to come and rock and roll.
That car, okay.
He want to come and rock and he trying to lock somebody in, and I just want rock and race.
And everybody done went in the pussy.
I got a little backhand card. Take one and one from him, dog. Fair.
Hey, Tony Byers, hold on now. I'm the one told him to call you because you hold that shit up now. This is the biggest race in the world. It ain't no goddamn one and one. You take one and one. If you want,
no, it ain't not my car. It is not my car, but I got a friend of mine that take one and one. Y'all know it. Jim McFadden, y'all should be able to do that. Jim McFadden,
that's
my favorite
Yeah, tell him.
Ain't no head up race, man. Y'all go crazy. There ain't no head up race.
Hello?
Ain't no head up race.
Hey, Tony, wait a minute. Watch this, Tony. Tony, look at this. Birdman gave you the back tie. We know you broke. That goddamn, he gave you the back tie and you broke. And you know goddamn well. Jim McFadden lied.
He can't run no Birdman head up, man. Come on, man. Y'all know Birdman can't run no Birdman head up.
Come on, man. What's all this? The world fastest back half? What's that? This man got 3,000 pounds.
Oh, wait, no, he towed down right now.
Ain't gonna be towed down come Rockingham July 5th and 6th.
Well, he might not be towed down Rockingham, but he towed down right this minute.
Hey, well, look here, Tony. You got 2 weeks to goddamn get it up and get it up enough where goddamn me he can run it up.
Well, I tell you what I got. Y'all got some small town cars out there. I mean, you know, y'all bragging on a backup car. I'm bragging on small town cars. So we one and one, really. We all get out there with small town, no wheel balls gonna do something.
Well, everybody's trying to grow up, Tony. Y'all got to grow up too up there.
No, ain't no growing up. We got a car for every class. You know, different players, y'all got a car. Y'all, I tell you what, tell Birdman what 29 going to take the wheel balls off. I try and hit up.
You said what now?
That's nothing.
Tell Birdman to sit like me, put 29 and no wheel balls. I try and hit up. I lock that
well,
in.
But I tell you what, you put some big tires on that goddamn man, we'll give you some wheel balls, you can run ahead up.
Well, that's coming. Don't trust me, that's coming. But man, I can't do it just about, you know, next 2 weeks. It's coming, though.
Well, goddamn, look here. You know this is the biggest goddamn stage finna be set, and goddamn y'all running in the goddamn Georgia Wood, all of y'all. Look how shit is.
Hold on. Let me get out this new stage, because them people looking at me like I'm crazy. I'll call y'all back in about, give me about 8 minutes.
Hell, we ain't gonna even be able to get you like the rest of them.
I'm going to call back in 8 minutes, okay?
Hold on. Matt Jones, them claim to be the baddest in the world. And I'll be damned, Matt Jones said, my vote is no. Ain't that a damn shame?
Yeah.
Matt Jones voted no for you.
You know what we're fixing to do, Tracy? We're fixing to take that grudging belt and we're fixing to ship it back to y'all. There ain't no need in us trying to grudge ink anymore if nobody's going to race us. We'll just retire the motherfucker.
Them guys got all in the world, and that man, I'm going to vote no. I'll be lost by mercy.
Hey, brother, man. Take that goddamn belt and hang it on the Texas side when you come in Texas.
Amen.
Let the turtles have their own backhand shootout. It ain't enough of them.
There ain't enough of them. I don't know what the fuck they want. I mean.
What they need to do, Tracy, let it be known, Texas is the baddest motherfuckers around here, and they don't forget it, goddammit.
Yeah, they all ducking. I mean, Pro Side Joe Man, he's saying now.
Okay, Tracy, he's texting me now to get him on. Let me send me that number again because what you sent it to me came through is just a blank text. And while you're doing that, I'll try to get Pro Side Joe.
All right.
Hey, Birdman. Hey, man. You messed up when you were talking to me down in Houston. When you all, you ran them two goddamn pro mods and you outran one. See, that fucked everything up, man. That's what happened.
Well, that wasn't me. That was actually Gary, the Birdman. I'm Finny. I'm the driver.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were Birdman. Well, that's what happened, man. That's
one thing the other day.
You tell Mr. Birdman King say he the man. Shit. That's about it.
Right.
All right. Now, tell me the motherfucking man.
Let me see.
Hey, man. But now listen at this now. I know we got some listeners. You know, William Brown, he's a crook. So. We can't let in-house go way out there, but, we got somebody in Austin, Texas. I mean, not Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas. And goddamn me that had the worst of the whole deal in this, Mr. Birdman. And, that's another chapter. We got to keep looking forward right now to North Carolina. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Birdman gonna get his ass tore up when he come out here.
Probably will.
He said deposit. Purple Rain. What we gonna
yes,
do?
Yes, sir.
What we gonna do?
What you gonna do with that
Birdman?
What Purple Rain gonna do? I'm gonna go get me some binoculars and go bird hunting. Go bird watching.
You ain't got to go far. I'm right here, man. What do you wanna do?
I want to race.
All right, what are you willing to do?
Just what I said. What you
say? 5 on 25, Larry.
All right, what? 50, you know, because 5 could be 5,000 on
25,000.
500
on 25
or better.
That'll work. He's giving in the back down, right? Chad's going to get in the back down, right? He ain't getting shit.
I got a set of back tires I get into the race with.
No.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Pro Stock Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Larry. Me and you going to look at each other when we get out there.
Huh?
Me and you going to look at each other when we get out there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a dress. So we can slow drag.
We going to look at each other, Larry.
What's all this gay shit about we get ready? I mean, what's all this sissy shit about we gonna look at each other? Locks up, man. Call it down. 5 on 25. You too with your fuck hair.
I just said I'm a red dress, so I mean, lock on up.
Watch this, Paul. Stop. give me my goddamn $1,000 before I start. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you $1,000. I'm gonna give you $1,000. Okay. Get your ass out of here.
I'm gonna talk to Larry, but you shut your ass up
You nothing to fuck up. You ain't going to
see what the hell? What you mean you don't talk the ladder? Talk numbers. Don't talk words. Talk numbers. You got any numbers to say to me? You sick and scary bitch. You
know what the deal was.
You scary, scary motherfucker.
We
your ass and took all your goddamn heart.
Hey,
whip your ass and took all your heart.
Hey, close out. Watch when I get out there. Me and Larry gonna talk. You shut your nutless ass.
Right, watch out, whip your ass. By watch out, whip your ass and took all your damn heart.
You right. You right.
Watch out, whip your ass and took all your heart.
Hey, hold on, Tracy.
Hey, close out.
Hey,
you right.
Close out. Hold on. Tracy. Tree man say he want to take the goddamn rain out of the purple. That's what Tree Man just said.
We got the old jacks for Tree Man.
No, we got Roy James for the old jacks.
Mm-hmm. We got the old jacks for Roy James, punk ass too.
Is that right? Well, guess what?
That's right.
Hey, don't stop.
Hey, look at
that. Look at that, man.
I do the old jack.
You do the old jack too?
Goddamn right, I do the old jack.
Right after you get through with Purple Rain.
Birdman
and Tracy. I ain't got no problem with that. Hey, well, that sounds like something that goddamn me can happen, bro. Stop. And guess what? Yeah. This time, me and you gonna run on our goddamn feet, head up.
You gotta give me the break.
Man, we come to your hometown. You gotta.
I'm older than you.
No, you look older than me.
So that count for something. I got hard years, you know. Let's get back to this coward ass atomic dog though. Pepper Ray wanna bust your ass just like Bobby Wild tried to do.
We gonna see.
Boy, y'all hero is a goddamn coward.
Hold on. Let's not get confused what we call for.
Tracy, hold on a second. Tracy, Prosok, hold on a second. Hold on. Tinker, your mic is open.
Oh, I wasn't trying to. Mute my mic.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. I just wanted to make sure. Go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead, Prosok.
Prosok, we going to do that, but we call because you having a race. You had a race claiming to have a baddest back half in the country, and we got a 3,000-pound back half trying to come to the East Coast for the World Grudge National. It did not say the World Grudge Nitrous National, and you can't find a goddamn back half to move. Help us out, sir. We coming 18 to 20 hours.
He got scared just then, too.
Ain't nobody scared of that shit. We're going to bust that slow shit ass. Purple Rain going to bust his ass. We don't care about it. Purple Rain ain't nothing but a glorified back half.
Most of all, we said back half.
I said Purple Rain is a glorified back half.
Hey,
that's
we
all
said back half. You be having the baddest back half race in the country, you claim. Now,
Purple Rain getting in the race.
You got to tell me what?
Purple Rain getting in the baddest back half race.
No, they want a bracket race.
Hey, listen, you know what? God damn it. Y'all, listen. When y'all get some goddamn heart, y'all call us back. Y'all ain't got
listen,
shit on this goddamn phone. Tracy, goddamn
shit.
Oh, man, listen, we ain't racing cars. We ain't racing no goddamn parts, motherfucker. We don't care what kind of damn suspension you got. He got what he got damn ball. He got your man turbos, too. Ain't nobody else got that shit, dude. Nobody else got no damn twin turbo, so he got what the fuck he got. We got what the fuck we got, and we'll bust that motherfucking ass.
Hold on, folks. The man got a 3,000-pound backhand.
That man got what the fuck he bought. He got twin turbos in that bitch, too. He got twin turbos in the motherfucker. So what? Motherfucker, goddamn race. Fuck all that shit. Motherfucker, you got out here. Bobby Watch, I'm going to bust your ass, motherfucker. You're Bobby Watch, I'm going to bust your motherfucking ass. And now all you goddamn Texas sisters are goddamn scared.
You just said you want to call.
Purple Rain want to bust your ass. Do you want your ass busted? That's all you got to ask. Do you want your ass busted?
We understand that. So we're going to get a car that we feel like is as fast as him.
When y'all come to Texas,
license, I guarantee you I'm going to lock up with somebody with my blower car when they come to test. I'm not dragging way up there. But Birdman is. Can you get somebody, how much would you pay, how much can we pay you to get a back half car like Birdman to run it when we get there? How much?
Larry's car is a back half. It got a front half to his car and got a back half to his car.
Okay. Okay, well, let's do it like this here. Anybody except Larry.
All right. Well, we get the O'Jacks to run him there. Well, we can get Tony Wright to run him.
Wait a minute, man. You talking about traffic. Well, look here. We're going to, hey, them two cars, we're going to have Roy James and our Tree Man for them. Can you get a regular back half car equivalent to Birdman? It don't have to weigh 3,000 pounds, but it need to be a back half. How much would you charge us to do that? And I'll send you a goddamn certified check tomorrow. How much would you charge us?
Boy, that's a damn shame.
William Brown, that go for you too.
Hey, look, I told you I'm working on the back end. Just give me a damn show. I'm working on my man with the back end.
Well, look here, man. Say, Trey. Well, man, normally y'all need to call old goddamn Mississippi Jones and get the preacher on him. Might well have church while everybody, you know, sitting and waiting on the Lord to come. Stocky, you still out there? Stocky ain't gone, man. I'm finna call his ass right back. I got his number. I'm calling him back. Hold on. Tell him, don't he ever leave the goddamn drug game like this.
He never fell off, goddamn.
Sniper run Tony Wright.
Sniper ran, yeah, they ran Tony Wright. Jim Chassis called, yeah.
Okay, can you get Snipe on the phone there? Give me Sharon, get Snipe on the phone. Let's put a Sniper in this. See if Sniper wanna do something with Tony Wright since he brought it up. Let's just keep them locked in too. When we coming up that way.
Yeah, but Sniper got a chassis car too.
I know it, but that's what he's talking about. Then him and Tony Wright do it. Well, let them do it then. We're talking about the back half car. We're going to let him run through Birdman like that, man.
You say who's that now? With who?
I think that what we need to do is get Sniper to run goddamn. Me see if Sniper want to run Tony Wright again. Hey, you know, we try to get Sniper there. You know what I'm saying? William Brown might want Sniper. He had to ask for it.
No, William Brown, I don't know. I think they're racing. Yeah, they just raced and something happened. I think both of them had some issues. They just got that race over, I think, a week or two, a couple weeks ago.
Well, then, goddamn me, they might want it again in 2 weeks. William Brown, stand up.
I don't think Sniper car is ready. His motor ain't ready. Mine is ready, but I don't think his is ready. But I don't know if his is.
So what you saying, if Sniper motor were ready, you want his ass again. Stand up and say it. Don't be scared.
Yeah. How about I just pay you to talk for me? No, I ain't scared of no damn body. Especially
you.
So will you run Birdman?
Yeah, I told him I'd run him head up.
Well, I tell you what.
He wants to back down from a chassis car.
Okay, listen at this, Trace. This, you know, Birdman, I think Birdman will go for this. I tell you what. William Brown, this is how he do it. Goddamn me. If goddamn me,
Because Birdman is a stand-up guy. We're going to try to help you get to be where Birdman is a stand-up guy. You give Birdman the bad tie. And
no
Birdman,
way. No way.
But just listen, man. Listen. Listen, no wonder goddamn me, you have to goddamn me call goddamn Petey Wee Straw 6 days a week. You won't listen. Listen. You give Birdman the bad tie, y'all run. Birdman beat you, y'all run head up. And I bet you Birdman will go for that. Lock that in, goddamn it.
No way. Run head up first, and then if you win, he'll give him the back tie.
Say what now?
Run head up first. And then if we win, we'll give him the back tie.
Well, if you can find him a back half race, man.
Hey, look, King James. I'm not going to pick on the back half car. If he don't run from me head up, I'm going to leave him alone, and I ain't going to say nothing else to him. That's it.
You bet.
I'm not gonna pick on nobody that don't want to run me head up.
Well, if nothing else, you getting some goddamn sense. But goddamn me, but a true man gonna run your ass head up.
I would have got you. We would do what he said.
William Brown.
Yeah. Yo.
I heard y'all say y'all had the second fastest Nova and the baddest back half with Virginia Trim car. Would y'all take the back tie from the Birdman?
Well, Virginia Slim car is not a back half car. I mean, everybody know that. I can't speak for him, but whatever he agree upon, I drive it and I tune on it. I mean, whatever he say, we're gonna go for it. But He's not a back half car.
Is that an old style chassis car?
No, it's a tube chassis car.
How about Buddy Blow? That's a back half,
Buddy Blow?
Right?
I don't know what Buddy Blow car is exactly. I have no idea.
Oh, sorry, what Buddy Blow got?
You have to ask Buddy Blow what he got. I don't know.
Oh, no shit. It's like that now. Both of y'all in North Carolina. For real, Joe? We're trying to make a race. I just said either the back half car, Joe.
He races a lot of back half car. I don't know what he got.
Oh, that is okay. Okay,
hey,
God.
Hey,
get
Tracy.
Him on the phone.
Tracy. Like I told you and King and everybody else that from downtown, when I get a hold of my man, Michael Mark, and if he say it's a go, I'm going to call you and we're going to lock it in. Now, that is the baddest back half in the world, and we'll prove it to you if it's together.
Okay, Birdman.
Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah.
You would take that race, right? Michael Martin, it's a back half car.
If it's a back half car, I will race it. Head up, no questions asked.
That's
okay,
great.
That's cool.
For William Brown.
That's cool. So all I got to do is get a hold of him, and if he say yay, the car be ready by then, he go ahead and lock it in, and that's a go.
You got Tracy's phone number?
Yeah, he got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
That's good, man. And exactly what King Arthur said about that other car, too. If that chassis car, that Purple Rain car, if he'll run us, he'll give us the back tire. We'll turn right around. If we beat him, we'll run him head up. No money has to change hands until after the second race, unless he doesn't want to.
I can't do that with you running head up first.
Because I need a little more advantage than what you're giving me. I mean, I need a little bit of an advantage. I mean,
well,
I
we just saw you. We just saw you run a Pro-Mod car with the back tire and win.
This is a top sportsman
car we're talking about.
Everybody, the man's even on here right now. If you want to ask him, he had problems with his car. Now, come on. His car's stuck.
Well, I don't know what he has. He's from Texas right now. As far as I'm concerned, he's the enemy, so I can't believe nothing he said. Grudge racing is about stealth and trickery, so I wouldn't believe if he told me his name is Tree Man.
You don't have to believe it. You were at the race. You saw it with your own eyes. The man.
He don't have no problem. He don't have no problem with his car. What the problem with his car was, he was facing that goddamn twin turbo.
Yeah,
That was the problem with his car.
Oh, that, go watch the video. Birdman versus Tree Man. His car stumbled both times we ran.
Dude, I taped it. I was standing right there. I saw the race. So you can tell that nonsense to somebody else.
The man car stumbled.
Yeah, I know. Everybody from Texas stumbled. But if you get up here and you get beside that purple car, we'll stumble in his ass. All of them.
Hey, lock it in.
Tracy, do you not know how much horsepower a twin turbo car can make unlimited power? Lexus has a limit on it.
You know, that's a wise tale, guys. That unlimited horsepower bullshit is just bullshit. Y'all got to understand this about turbos. Yeah, we can make 3,000 horsepower. Yes, we can. But we can't do it from 4,000 to 8,000 RPM. Like a nitrous car can. When he turns his shit on, he's got all his torque right now. Turbo cars don't. Yes, we do have a little bit of an advantage. Very little. But we're running cars that weigh 300-400 pounds less than us. That's enough advantage. And any class that you race in, any class you want to talk about advantages and disadvantages. See, I realize we're grudge racers. But it only makes perfect sense that you put a little weight on the turbos. Well, we've got the weight. We're almost 3,000 pounds. All these back half cars we're talking about running are super light ass cars. The fucking Jekyll and Hyde cars weigh around 2,500 pounds. They're 400 or 500 pounds lighter than us. So we're already at a disadvantage. Our car was built 12 years ago. It was built as a W tire car to weigh 3,000 pounds. They didn't care about the weight, so that's just how it was built. There's no carbon fiber in it. None of that. So we're already at an advantage. As long as we're talking about comparing apples to apples, we're already heavier than all the nitrous cars are. So it's a head-up race. I mean, goddamn, we barely beat the fastest fucking car here. It's the Hyde car. We barely beat it.
No fair.
At the end of the day, that sounds very, very impressive. But we told you this is grudge racing. Your job is to deceive us. So all of that you just said, you can take it and ball it up, and you can put it right in the garbage because that's how much I believe what you said. Now, at the end of the day, we're not racing parts. We're racing ETs. You are a fast car, no doubt about it. Like you said, you beat the fastest car there. Your fastest back half came out. Your back half, that same car that you just beat, came out here and beat our fastest back half. Now, why would we, in all good conscience, in all good sense, in all good right-mindedness, want to race your car with another back half, that back half out here, that your weak back half came out here and beat everybody out here? So why would we want to do that? Explain that.
Because the fastest car don't always win.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you said that. Now, race up the lane head up because the fastest car don't always win.
I'm willing to gamble, but I'm not going to drive 18 hours just to gamble on to race against the chassis car. I'll run your purple car head up. Head up, I will run your purple car if you get me a head-up race with a back-half car as well.
Now, that's a done deal. We're going to get, Michael Martin. We'll get Michael Martin. We'll talk to him tomorrow. It's a little bit late tonight. It's 11 o'clock over here, almost 11. We'll get him on the phone tomorrow. We'll get that locked in. We'll get both of those done tomorrow. All right?
We'll do that.
All right. A done deal.
Well, we're going to keep on the album, man. Okay, we're going to keep working on it because we're all coming out there for about 15, 20 calls. So we're going to keep doing what we do, man. We're going to get out of here. It's getting late. So, Sheriff, you want to run down the line, do final call? We're going to get out of here. We got time. Let's get final call, and we're going to move on to next week.
You got one more hand that came up, Tracy.
Okay,
210-5579. Your mic is open. I think it's Webb. Webb, your mic is open. Okay, apparently he's not paying attention. Undertaker, your final comment.
I think y'all need to just take a bunch of barbecue pits and shit over there and show them how we cook, because they don't do no racing.
William Brown, right. Final comment.
I hope y'all be safe when y'all on y'all trip. And can you lock that blue Grand Am in with heads up, too?
They big. And they
Birdman.
Big. What Grand Am?
My Grand Am. My blue Grand Am. On the internet, you see it.
I have to look. I don't know what car you're talking about.
I run Top Sportsman. It's a Top Sportsman car.
I can't lock that in with a Top Sportsman, man. That's a light car. You got a Bickle car?
Yeah, I got a Bickle car. It's 2,500 pounds. I'm 285 pounds myself. I'm 2,500 pounds. From the scale.
I keep running ahead of man. There's no way. I mean, I'm just taking a chance with the purple car just so he'll get me another race. That's just, I'm given to get. I mean, you know?
Okay, I was just asking. I ain't going to pick on
nope.
Anybody. I mean...
Nope.
William Brown, Tree Man will run you. You can lock at me.
I know Tree Man will run you, but I ain't going to bring my car to run Tree Man. Now you can lock that in.
There you will.
I
bet you will.
Look, I'm going to have my car down there. I'm going to have Slim car down there. And we're going to have two more cars sitting in the trailer. So if Tree Man want to come and he want to do something and you want to put the money up, we'll run them with the same exact kind of car he got.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. What blue car are you talking about?
I'm talking about my Grand Am for as far as the run for Birdman.
Well, quit talking about that sumbitch if you don't want it matched up.
bring something to match up with me. I roll with it. We can put numbers on the window. I don't give a shit how you want to do it. We can match it up.
Well, you know. You better. I don't want to hear nothing else about that goddamn car. If you don't want to goddamn me, get something do some unspeakable shit to your ass.
Yeah, yes, sir.
There you go. And then go ahead on. I'm sorry, Miss Sharon. I want to say my final comment before somebody get off the phone.
Okay, Kenny, go ahead and give us your final comment.
I appreciate everybody working their ass off till 10 o'clock trying to find us a race, man. That's badass. Thank you, Tracy. Everybody who's
all right,
helping.
Man. All right, man. We'll do what we do.
Y'all have a good
Tree
night.
Tree man, final comment.
My final comment is Post-Doc Joe, what you need to do, man, that next grudge event, I mean, that big grudge banquet and all that shit, y'all need to gather up all them bills and give them to the bird, man, and buy me a cheeseburger while you're at it, sissy.
Batman, final comment.
Post-Doc Joe, when football comes back around, you need to be the first, you need to go to the first round pick with your good blocking ass.
he'll have to listen to this show to hear that because he dropped off. King, your final comment.
Oh, Miss Sharon, you let us get on. No, I wanted to make sure. Because Tracy, hey, don't let us talk about nobody that ain't there, man. Hey, all I want to do is somebody please tell Prototype Joe we ain't the enemies. We the motherfucking invasion. We coming to invade that son of a bitch. Up there, man. We ain't no enemies. And at the end of the night, it's just a race. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
All right, fella, man. Nice show, man. We're going to keep on working, man. Everybody working hard, trying to make action, trying to go after the East Coast to do what we're going to do, man. All I can say, man, Texas guys, appreciate it. We're going to stand up. We're going to go out there. We're going to do what we got to do. And, hey, try to make action one way or another, man. Hey, until next week, man, y'all keep doing what you do. Keep saving these cars, man. And let's keep it grudge and keep it rolling, man. Till next time, we see y'all later.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois.